4 minutes.
Okay. Blog Talk Radio.
Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, we put you on notice. We bind you, you wicked power. We come against you from the third heaven. I'm seated in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus, high above you, high above principalities, powers, thrones, dominions, high above world rulers, kings, princes, and every angelic rank. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke and bind you, and especially we bind you concerning the lives, the minds, and the bodies of these people who stand here. We rebuke you and every foul spirit that may still have a resting place somewhere in their innermost being. We bind them. For these people have heard the call of God to dedicate and consecrate themselves to God, and you must flee and your host must be defeated utterly. We come against you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we bind every foul and wicked spirit that would bind body, mind, soul, any area of their life to keep it from being effective for the Lord. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in Jesus' name, we come to you and we loose on these people the spirits of power, love, sound mind. We loose the spirits of wisdom, revelation. We loose the spirits of courage. We loose the spirits of power over the enemy. And we loose all the spirits of God to do their office work in and through these people as they go forth. Moreover, we loose the spirit of Elijah to break the power of Jezebel on our land. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you, Lord, to loose the spirit of humility, the spirit of servanthood on everyone here. Let everyone be desirous of taking the place of a servant. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for it.
Amen. And welcome to the Omega Man Radio Network. I'm your host, Shannon Davis. Tonight is October the 16th, Saturday. Wow, another week down. And like you, I'm so excited to be back here tonight, be with Dr. Pat Holliday for the School of Deliverance. And if you would like prayer tonight, the call number is going to be 917-889-2745. Or if you'd like to call toll-free, the number is 877-806-2482. We'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to ask Dr. Pat a question, share a testimony, maybe you need deliverance tonight. Maybe you need a miracle healing. All that is available tonight, because where two or three are gathered, Jesus is in the midst, and he's here tonight on this broadcast, as he is every week. So we praise God for this opportunity to come together with you tonight. And again, the call number will be 917-889-2745. Let me get Dr. Pat on the air. Dr. Pat, are you with me?
I'm right here.
Okay, now, Dr. Pat, I'm doing an experiment tonight. I actually dialed in on a Skype line. I know you're on Skype, so let's see if we get any better signal on my end than before.
Okay, can you hear me clearly?
You're coming through good. How about my end?
You're great.
All right, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. I'm excited about Jesus.
Amen.
He's doing some marvelous things.
Praise God, he is. And I'm learning a lot about the blood of Jesus this week. I've been sprinkling it on everything.
Well, that works. Tell us about it.
Some people put salt on their food. Well, I sprinkle the blood of Jesus on everything. I sprinkle on myself, my car, my building, my family, and I even sprinkled it on my grandmother's legs tonight. I went over and saw my grandmother tonight. She's been battling with a thing called cellulitis in the legs and gout, and her legs were inflamed. So we just went over and had my mother there with me. We each grabbed one of her legs, bound the spirit of infirmity, rebuked it, commanded all the foul spirits to come out, and bound the spirit of cellulitis and gout. And then I said, I cover your legs with the blood of Jesus. Be healed in Jesus' name. And I believe God is performing a miracle on her legs as we speak.
Well, he will. And, from past conversations with you, I remember that your grandparents were pastors in the Church of God.
That's right.
And you and I both, I went to the Church of God for a couple of years. And what I found in most Pentecostal churches is that a lot of the preachers are kids of preachers of the olden days. And the old days preachers had an understanding of fasting and praying and really beating the devil up so that they could get their healings. And many of them never went to doctors at all. And they wouldn't think of going to a doctor because of the fact that if they did, they would think they'd lose their healings. But then the modern kids of those old-time Pentecostal preachers took over their work and their pulpits. And what happened was we lost a lot of the old things that happened where people would seek the Lord and get their healings, you know.
Yes.
And so what happened was that they began to think, well, you know, I go to the doctor, so I'll just tell them to go to the psychiatrist if they've got a mental problem or whatever. And so the healing miracle ministry was lost in this last few years in many of those churches. But at the same time, deliverance ministry in the very beginning of those churches was real. When you read the foundations, many of those ministers, they began to practice the deliverance ministry because they saw it in the Bible. But the deliverance ministry is a divider because people, many of them have demons, and they didn't want to be known as having a demon. So they would go to the pastor and they'd say, look, if you preach about that again, I'm going to another church. And the preachers became fearful that they were going to lose their congregations. And so eventually it just edged its way out of Pentecostal teaching. And so ministers began to teach Christians can't have demons. And so what happened from that teaching is that Christians would come to church, and pastors too, and they would get very sick over this or that, and it was handled just pray for them, and they would ignore casting out demons.
Right.
And so what happened was many Pentecostal people began to get sick. And I can tell you from my own experience of evangelism in America that some of the most demon-possessed people were Pentecostal churches that I would
Yes.
go into. And they would not let you, they did not challenge you to cast demons out. And so when I would go in the church, the way I cast out devils, as you well know, is in a normal voice. I don't leap and holler all around. And I was casting out devils many times in the Pentecostal churches, and they were not even aware of what I was doing. And so so what happened was that I would see people getting deliverance in those Pentecostal churches under pastors who were teaching them that Christians couldn't have demons. And they would manifest in the whole nine yards. Many of the churches that I went through when I was traveling, they would not invite me back because of my books. You know, my books are all about deliverance. And so it was a very interesting situation because of the fact that it was happening right in front of their eyes and they didn't even realize it. So in addition to this little piece of the puzzle, many of your pastors would get under witchcraft attack and they didn't know what it was. They didn't believe that witches were in America. because they never taught about it. They said, what has that got to do with us? We're Christians. They have nothing. They can't work powers against us. And they were being battered by witches coming right in front of their churches and doing ritualisms, and they didn't even recognize what was going on. So this is what I tell Pentecostal pastors on the radio. Witches can have an effect. If they come in your church,
yes,
and they plant your church, they can have an effect over your church. They plant the grounds of your church. They can have an effect over your church because they do ritualisms over your church. And you're not doing any defensive warfare, so it has an effect. They can have an effect over your people because the people do not know how to defend themselves because you've never taught them. Pastors, I've seen pastors die because they did not believe that witches could have an effect over them. They did not associate their sicknesses with witchcraft or demonology, and they did not do any spiritual warfare of defense. The New Testament is about spiritual warfare, and it's written to the believer. It's not written for the people of the world. Now, I'm going to tell you that when pastors get sick, if they will let a deliverance minister, a true deliverance minister, pray for them and do the proper things, they will get healed. I'm going to tell you a story. There was a man that was a Pentecostal pastor for 15 years. He got a spirit of anger and bitterness towards his son.
Yes.
He was on his way to kill his son, and the Holy Ghost spoke to him and said, son, if you do that, I'll never speak to you again. He said, well, what do you want me to do? He said, I want you to go over and see Dr. Holliday. He came to the church, and he told me what he was going to do. And so I said, well, you need to repent and forgive your son and get deliverance. He said, okay. So I led him in a prayer of repentance. He repented. He forgave his son. And whenever I took authority over the demons that was driving him, I told him to open up his mouth and let them out and just cough. He shut his mouth as tight as a clam, and he said to his family later, I wasn't going to do that because that ain't in the Bible, is the way he put it.
Oh, my goodness.
That man ended up going into full-fledged, blown witchcraft.
Wow.
After serving Jesus for many years. This thing is real, and pastors need to get the full gospel. They used to call the full gospel just getting the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
The full gospel is casting out devils. Jesus
Amen.
Did one-third of his ministry, and he cast out devils. And so the reason that the church has fallen under the powers of deceiving spirits is because wizards and witches have come right into the churches. Usually they're the pastor's biggest givers of tithes.
Yes.
And they perform ritualisms, and they say witchcraft words, and they pray in witchcraft ways, and the pastors never even know that anything has happened. I tell you, the devil has taken the church because of spiritual blindness. And you know, tonight we're going to be talking on Rich Keltner's ministry.
Yes.
I think you call it the Watchman.
Watchman.
And we're going to be talking about how the church has fallen under the powers of wizards and witches that are actually have taken over cities. And this is going to be one of the most important sermons and radio shows that I've ever been on to explain this to you.
Amen.
And we'll talk about that later. But right now, the reason that they're sick, pastors are sick, and their people are sick, is because they have denied the pulpits to true deliverance pastors and ministers. And I was totally X'd out of pulpits all over the country in America. And God opened the doors for me to go into Africa And when I went into Africa, of course, I found Bishop Kanko, and you can find his book up on Omega Man's webpage as well as mine, PatHolliday.com, and order that book, and it will open up your understanding to things that you've never understood before, because it shows you how witchcraft works when he was a wizard and how Jesus worked after he became a Christian. And Jesus had this man to teach the pastors in his town how to do spiritual warfare and how to do deliverance. And when you go into Ghana, you cannot be president of Ghana unless you're a Christian. And Bishop Kanko became the pastor to the last few presidents of Ghana. And so we can take our towns back and our cities and our churches, but
yes,
you have to do it God's way. And you be sure to listen to that Keltner ministry tonight, because you're going to learn some things that you've never known before.
Amen.
But
that's
right
going to
now,
be 11 p.m. Eastern time at WatchmanRadio.com. And we'll be special guest over there tonight. Dr. Pat's going to be giving this revelation. And if you would like to call in tonight for prayer, the number is 917-889-2745. Dr. Pat, we've already got our first call. Shall we take it?
Sure. Go for it.
All right. Here we go. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Pat Holliday. Okay, there we go. Caller, you're on the air. How are you tonight?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, my name's John. I'm a friend of Joe White's.
Hey, John.
How you doing?
God bless you, my friend. How are you tonight?
I've been better. He told me to give you guys a call because I need some serious help.
Amen. John, okay, I remember you now. Yes, I know a little bit about your background. Give Dr. Pat a little bit of a rundown. What are you up against, you believe?
How much time I got?
You've got some time. Give us an executive summary, as they might say.
All right. Well, for me personally, I'm lost. Joe White.
Wait a minute. You've never asked Jesus to be your personal savior?
I've been saved for a long time now, but I've done some serious backsliding over
yeah.
the past, God, 20 years. And
yeah.
even when I first got saved, Joe White brought me to the Lord. And I was always jealous because I never got the feeling. You know, one time I was out at the church with Joe and a preacher from Africa came and he anointed me, and that was the only time, with the exception of a couple of, you know, Holy Ghost goose pimples and stuff like that, when I bear witness to stuff, I've been lost. And
okay, now let me stop you just a moment. Christianity is not necessarily a feeling. What it is you aligning your life up to what the Word says about you and Jesus. And the Word says for you to repent from all of your sins. Did you do that?
Yeah.
And then it says that you turn away from those sins. And the Word says that Jesus will in no way turn you away from his kingdom. If you repent and believe that Jesus Christ died on this cross for you, do you believe that?
Yeah.
Okay, now, the deliverance is another question at this moment. I'm going to make sure that you do that tonight. You say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I repent from all of my sins.
From all my sins.
That I have ever done.
that I have ever done.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
And Lord, I believe that you died on the cross just for me. And that your blood sacrifice. Covers every one of my sins. That means it's just as if I never sinned.
Because today.
I put all of those sins under your blood. And I receive you as my Lord and Savior. And tonight. I'm opened up for you. Jesus. To deliver me. From every sin. And every devil. That's come into me. From sin. And from my family line. 10 generations back.
Say it again.
10 generations back.
10 generations back.
And 10 generations forward. In Jesus' name. And now.
And now, Jesus.
I ask you, Jesus, to deliver me from. The sins. Of. And now you confess the ones that you think that you were going to tell us about. Confess the sins, adultery, sexual sins, occult sins. Go ahead and confess.
Occult sins, sins of alcoholism, sins of lust, sins of anger, sins of violence, sins of homicidal thoughts. Sins of depression. I don't know. There's just so much.
Let's go ahead and confess.
You want me to confess what I've thought or?
No, I want you to confess what you've done. I don't know who you are. And nobody
what I've
knows
done?
Who. Yeah, what sins did you do? Thoughts are not sins. You know that?
What?
You know that thoughts are not sins?
Well, according to the Bible, if I've thought it in my head, it's just as bad as doing it.
Oh, okay. But here's what I'm trying to tell you. A devil places a thought on your mind, and it's when you go and put that thought into action. Like if the devil comes to you and says, okay, you go out, and you commit adultery tonight, okay? And you go out and you commit adultery. And then that becomes a sin that opens up the doorway for the devil to come in to you and dwell in your body. Those are the kinds of sins that I want you to confess.
All right. Going back to the beginning, before I met Joe, I was really bad into witchcraft. me and a couple of friends of mine actually robbed the grave and took a skull from the grave to perform a satanic rite to gain power.
Uh-huh. Yes.
That's one of the biggest regrets of my life.
Yes. Jesus has forgiven you for that.
Regret. Excuse me, I'm really upset.
John, the Lord loves you, man, and when you ask the Lord to forgive you, he doesn't remember it anymore. Just the devil will try to remind you, so don't listen to him no more.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
I moved to Florida to get away from my son's mother, and because I did it, my son is lost to me. That's my second biggest regret. I regret partying in front of my grandmother when she had Alzheimer's and couldn't do nothing about it. I regret not abusing women physically, but abusing women emotionally, because I used to use women for my own sexual gratification. I regret violence I've done on people who, for whatever reason, may or may not have deserved the severity of it. I regret stealing. I regret lying, cheating. See, before I met Joe, I was on a one-way ticket to being a general in Hell's Army, and since I got saved, you know, I've turned away from 99% of it, but I've had a black cloud hanging over my head ever since, and I've tried and tried and tried, and when he stops attacking me, because no matter how hard he comes at me, I don't lose faith, and he attacks my family. I regret me being mean to my sister. I regret turning my back on my father. But thank the Lord that me and my father made amends before he died. I just feel so lost.
Wait just a minute. Okay, you're not lost.
I feel abandoned.
You're not lost. Here's what's happened. When you asked Jesus Christ to save you, Jesus saved you. He covered all of that stuff with the blood. Okay? And
yeah.
now that we have an idea of what you're talking about, you can hear me, can't you?
Yeah.
Yes, you're coming through clear.
I just had to go. I'm sitting in a gas station because where I live, I don't get good reception, so you might hear a lot of motorcycles going by.
Okay. Jesus totally has taken all of those sins, and he has thrown them to the east, down into the sea, to the bottom of the sea, and he says, I don't remember those things anymore.
Then why am I still paying for them?
Well, you're paying for them because of lack of knowledge. A lack of knowledge, as the Bible says. You're paying for them because demons are still inside of you tormenting you. And they're telling you that you're not saved, that you're no good, you'll never be any worth anything, and so on and so forth. So let's take the first group of demons that you have talked about here. And the first group of them are devils of the occult. Witchcraft, okay?
Yes.
And I want you to work with me and Omega Man, and we're going to bind them and encage them, and you just cough them out. If you don't have any Kleenex, just sit with your head outside your window and throw them up, because they're going now in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Because we're in agreement with you, and you're in agreement with us. Now, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
every
Father
one
God.
Of these devils inside of this man, yes. I take authority over you. I cage you up in the name of Jesus. He's renounced these sins. He's put them under the blood of Jesus. And we command them to come out. You're encaged. We command the occult and witchcraft powers, all of them, right now, to go into that cage. All of the hereditary spirits, ancestral, rebellion, Freemasonry, mockery, ritualistic devils, all of those graveyard ritualisms, everything that was killed, everything, sacrifices of blood, abuse, spiritism, human sacrifices, inherited curses, blessings, come out right now. Just take a deep cough and cough them out. Let me hear you. Every one of them. You will leave. You have no authority. You have no power. You are bound. There's not one of you that can say, I bind up all the seducing spirits and cage them up. Hypocritical lies, false prophets,
yes.
False signs and wonders, deceived, seduced, enticed, wandered from the truth, fascination to evil ways, objects, persons, repressions, manipulations of others, visualizations, amnesia,
come out again in Jesus' name.
Fortune telling, channeling,
right,
death spirits, come out right now.
Foul spirits.
Right now.
Loose
come out
in Jesus' name.
Come out. Take some deep coughs and
pull the blood of Jesus
right from
now.
The belly.
Come out of him right
one
now.
Of them. All.
Jesus
all.
Name.
All. Cultism. Occultism. Worldly speech. Heresy. Deceiver. Humanism. Necromancer. Clairvoyant. Now right here, I'm going to have you to say a prayer. Say, I command.
I command.
And loose myself.
And loose myself.
From all familiar spirits.
From all familiar spirits.
Every devil.
Every devil.
That has ever appeared to me.
That has ever appeared to me.
That's worked through me.
That's worked through me.
Go into the cage right now. Go into the cage.
Loose them in Jesus' name.
Go into
come out
the cage.
Of the spirits.
Go
Lord, rebuke
into
you.
The cage. All
we bind you.
Go
we,
into the cage.
We weaken
with
you right now, foul
spirits. Tormentors, go into
go
the
cage. Go
into
the cage
with
in Jesus' name.
Legion, I
you
bind
foul
you
spirits.
Up right
we rebuke you.
And you get into that cage.
Come out in Jesus' name. We bind the strong man and gatekeeper.
Come out.
Go into the
come
cage
out.
In Jesus'
come
name.
Out. The blood is against you.
We pour the blood
driving
of Jesus down your throat,
spirits,
you foul spirits.
Suicide spirits, murdering spirits. Every devil
loosen
of
Jesus
darkness,
name.
Get into the cage. Everyone.
We
all,
cut all connections between
all,
the deep and heaven
all,
in Jesus' name.
Get into the cage. Every necromancing spirit.
Command confusion and blindness on these
every
women. Jesus'
spiritualist,
name.
Clairvoyant
bound,
spirits.
You foul spirits in
you
Jesus'
get
name.
Get into the cage right now. All of the peeping mediums, muttering spirits,
oh,
get into that cage right
in
now.
Jesus' name.
Get into the cage. You can cry, but you can't stay. Get into the cage. Get into the cage.
You cut your tail
right
out, you come
out.
In Jesus' name. Loose
I command to come out now, right now, instantly, immediately. Instantly. Immediately.
Be weakened demon spirits.
Cough them out. Cough them out.
We'll come out of
cough
John in the name
out.
Of Jesus right now. Loose them, the
cough them out.
In the name of Jesus.
Take a deep breath and cough them out. Cough them out.
I command
cough
civil war and all demons.
I command
surround
that
each other in Jesus' name.
Spirit, shut up right now. Shut up. Shut up that crying and come
Father
out.
God, pierce the demons through
all
in
all
Jesus'
of,
name.
All of them. The blood of Jesus going in and washing him clean. come out. The blood of Jesus. Come on, John, cooperate. Don't yield to the spirit. Stop crying and cough them out. Stop that crying and cough them out now. That's right. Coughing them out. All of them now.
Down.
All of them. All of them. We bind the spirit to bond addictions to drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, food, fear of death, severance of corruption, compulsions, iniquity, sin, bondage to sin, captivity to Satan.
Come out
fear,
of here, in Jesus' name.
Offered
foul
to
spirit.
Satan as a sacrifice, multiple personalities. We're going to stop right there. I command all of those personalities up in the mind, those doors to open, and every one of you to start marching out into that cage too. Right now.
Come
in
out
the
of him
name
in Jesus' name.
Leviathan, you cut your heads off and your tails
come
off.
Come out in Jesus' name.
Come out.
I will rebuke you.
Come out.
Foul spirit.
Come out. Come out. Come out. The octopus spirits.
The blood of Jesus on you right now.
Multiple personalities.
The blood of Jesus.
Come out right now. March out. Get into that cage. All disorders of the mind, come out.
Bind and weaken you, foul
spirit. Imagery, spirit, split personalities. Spirits that's come in from bad movies and films and televisions, pornography, every ungodly thing, come out. Readings, televisions, magazines, post-traumatic syndrome spirits, come out. Torturing spirits, come out. Take deep breaths and cough them out. They're all caged right now in Jesus' name. Come out.
Father God, loose confusion and blindness on these demons in Jesus' name. Loose the hornets of heaven and sting these demons in Jesus' name.
Everyone, we bind up depression spirits, bondage to persons, places, and things. We break the powers of the cemetery and all of the demons that came in from that cemetery. You go into the cages right now. Agony, broken spirit, wounded spirit.
We bind you, foul spirits. Come out of him in the name of Jesus. Go into the cage right now.
Defeat.
The Lord rebuke you.
Spirits.
Foul
spirit.
Loose John in Jesus' name.
Gloom, guilt, loneliness, insomnia, insecurity,
Father God, put an angel
melancholy,
the lowest point of
mental
John,
breakdown,
with a sword and thrust these demons up to the surface in Jesus' name.
We stop right now and command insanity, and we command every devil that has destroyed the mind to get into the cage right now. Everyone,
into the cage in Jesus' name.
We command all of the ley lines to be broken. In Jesus' name, all astral projecting spirits, every witch, wizard, every ungodly thing that has come to rob, kill, and destroy this man, get into that cage. We break witches' ley lines that come to torment him at night. All of Asmodeus, all of those devils, Abaddon, Apollyon, Beelzebub, get into that cage right now. Come out. Come out.
Loose him in Jesus' name.
Suicide, murder, unworthiness, worry, depression, controlling spirits, moodiness, nervous breakdown spirits, subconscious. Open up that part of the mind right now and come out. All of those layered devils that have gone into that subconscious mind, come out and go into the cage. I clear the consciousness. I clear the subconscious mind right now in the name of Jesus. You will get out and go into the cage instantly, immediately, now. Cough them out, son. Cough them out.
Come out of John in Jesus' name. Father God, we stand in the gap for John. We break all generational witchcraft that has come down his family lines on both sides. We apply the blood of Jesus to it. We break all hexes and vexes and curses and spells, voodoo and hoodoo off of John. We bind it in Jesus' name. Commanded to come out of him right now. We bind all witchcraft attacks, all curses, all demons sin against him. We rebuke you. Loose John in the name of Jesus, you foul spirits. I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, your authority over John has been revoked in Jesus' name. We bind you, foul spirits. We command you to be weakened now and go into the cage in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord rebuke you. I'm not talking to you, John. I'm talking to the strong man and power demons. I pour the blood of Jesus down your throat right now. I sprinkle the blood of Jesus over every demon inside of you.
Blood of Jesus.
Come out in the name of Jesus and get into that cage.
Father, send the warring angels to stand right in front of him and deliver all of these demons out instantly and immediately in Jesus' name. All. Nothing can stay. Nothing can stay. Everyone. All. All. Everyone. Everyone come out immediately, instantly. The blood of Jesus. Those angels are standing there. They're tying them up and taking these devils to the feet of Jesus.
Father God,
right,
point
now
your finger at the demons in the name of Jesus.
Why
you must submit, demons.
Pride.
Lord, energize him. Give him energy. We take authority over the spirits
yes,
of
God.
Weakness. And command them to go. Let's stop for a minute right now. Lift your hands and say, Holy Ghost.
Holy
say,
Ghost.
Holy, fill me with your Holy Spirit now.
Holy Spirit now.
Fill him up, God.
Fill
start
him,
praising
Father,
him. Praise him for strength right now.
Vacancy.
Praise
fill
him for
Jesus
strength
name.
In the name of Jesus right now. Praise him. Praise him.
God.
Praise him.
In the name
Jesus
of Jesus.
Everybody praise the Lord right now.
Praise
for strength
Jesus.
Of this man.
Praise God.
All of you on the chat rooms, just start praising
God,
the Lord.
With the Holy Spirit
praise
right now,
the Lord. Praise the Lord.
God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise Jesus.
You know, praise
praise
is
God
a weapon. So just
praise
lift your hands
God
and start praising the Lord. Praising the Lord. Praising the Lord. We give you glory and praise. Come on,
praise
young man.
God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the
praise
Lord.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Everybody in the chat
praise
room, I
Jesus
want you all praising the Lord.
Praise
giving
Lord
God praise right now for strength for this man. He's all by himself. Jesus is there and angels are there. Praise the Lord. Praise the
fill
Lord.
Him, Father God. Come out of him.
Yeah, feeling strength. Yes. Feeling strength in Jesus' name. Overwhelmed with the Lord's strength and power right now. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
praise
you, Jesus,
you, Jesus,
for his deliverance today.
John, how are you feeling?
Sick.
Okay, but are you strengthening?
I don't know.
Okay. I command those spirits to come out. All of that sickness in the stomach. All of those devils that are bound up in those balls in the stomach of slur and slush and things. Come out.
I'm so tired of crying.
Don't cry.
Oh, I do.
Call from it. Don't cry.
I bind
them
the spirit
right
of infirmity to you in your right side right now. We bind it. Come out of him in the name of Jesus Christ. I pour
come
the
on
blood of Jesus down your throat, you foul spirits. Come out of him.
John,
you must submit to Jesus Christ right now. Come out.
John, call
come
the
out
slime
right now,
out right now. All slime, come out.
Loose
all
them in Jesus'
slime,
name.
Come out. Here
you rebellious
come
spirits. Come out of him
here
in Jesus'
come
name.
Here
Lord
they come.
You.
Another push and they'll be out, John. Another push.
We weaken
this
you, demons.
Sort of like women
name
when they have babies. Come
Father
out
God, loose the angels to strip them of their weapons right now in Jesus' name.
Come out.
Come out in Jesus' name.
That's good. Here they come.
Pour the blood of Jesus down your throat.
Right all now the slime. Come out.
Come
right
out.
Now. All
take
the
him
slime
through the demons in Jesus' name. Loose
all
him right
the ritualistic blood come out with it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now let's just rest him for a few minutes. Can you rest now, John?
Yeah.
Okay, just rest. Just rest in the name of Jesus. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord Jesus. Touch him. Touch him. Give him strength right
yes,
now. Strength, God. Strength, Lord. Strength and power. Strength and power. Strength and power right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name
strength
of Jesus.
Power in Jesus' name. Strength and power. John, ask the Holy Ghost to fill you with his Holy Spirit right now.
Holy
lift your
Ghost
hands.
fill me with your spirit right
yes,
now.
Yes, God. Your Holy Spirit.
Just praise him. Just praise him. Ask him to do it again.
Lord, please fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Now I want you to say, thank you for filling me with your Holy Spirit.
Thank you for filling me with your Holy Spirit.
And take a deep breath and just let him fill you up from your head to your feet. All of those empty places to be filled. All of those empty places. All. We bind all the unbelievers on the chat page right now. And we bind the devils that are talking in your mind in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
The blood of Jesus.
Me alone.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
You foul spirits.
Leave me alone.
Come out of him, you foul spirits, in Jesus' name.
Stop tormenting him, and we bind you up in the name of Jesus.
We command blindness on you, demons, right now in the name of Jesus.
Every one of you.
Father God, loose hailstone and brimstone on these demons in Jesus' name.
All.
Angels of God, smite the demons with the sword in Jesus' name.
The blood.
Smite it in Jesus' name.
The blood. The blood. We bind this spirit in Buck, in the name of Jesus.
We bind his strong man right now in Jesus' name.
We bind all of the reinforcements from the heavens, from the earth, from the inside, from the outside. We isolate every reinforcing devil in the name of Jesus right now. We command those devils to go into the cage and get isolated from speaking to each other, giving each other any power, and from the outside forces giving powers, and from anyone on the chat room giving powers.
We cut all
the
connectors
name
in Jesus' name.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
You foul spirits,
we
our authority comes from Jesus Christ.
Go in and burn them out. Burn
in
them
the
out.
The highest of the heavens.
Holy Ghost, go in and burn them out. Burn them out.
Come out in Jesus'
fire
name.
Fire to them right now. Burn them out. Take a deep cough and cough them all out now.
Loose him in Jesus'
name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I don't
yes,
hear
God,
you coughing.
Loose the spirit of burning on these demons in Jesus' name.
The only thing in my head is they're telling me you're alone, you're alone, you're alone.
I command those devils' mouths to shut up right now.
We bind the liar spirit. Come out of him and go into the cage.
Every one of them. I cage you. I put chains around your mouth throughout eternity for trying to interfere in this ministry. In Jesus' name, every one of you shut up in the name of Jesus. I bind in Jesus' name these spirits in Buck in Jesus' name right now. In Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus over his mind, you go ahead and attack those in that man while I attack these. Go ahead, Omega Man, attack.
John, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the foul spirit.
Everyone in
loose him in the name of Jesus and go into the cage right now.
I bind you up in the name of Jesus. I
come out.
All of those devils in you.
Come out.
I command you to
fear.
Shut up.
We rebuke you. Loose him in
Jesus'
name.
You have no power.
All foul spirits, our authority comes from Jesus Christ, seated us in the highest of the heavens, high above all the principalities and powers. You must submit to the authority of Jesus Christ.
The blood.
Come out in the name
blood.
Of Jesus Christ.
The blood of Jesus.
Father God,
Jesus.
Loose angels to go in there and rip the demons out and choke
the
them out in
of,
Jesus' name.
The blood of Jesus. The
come
blood
out in
Jesus'
name. The blood of Jesus.
The blood.
The blood of Jesus. Be weak and foul spirits
the
right
blood
now.
Blood of Jesus. Everyone
be bound in Jesus' name.
Everyone that has
come out and go to Tartarus right now, you foul spirits, disobedient
all
spirits.
All unbelief. All
we rebuke you.
All seducing devils. Get out. Get into that cage and come out.
Come out and go in the cage in Jesus' name.
Everyone.
You must submit.
We
arrest you.
All of strong man. We bind you, Satan. You cannot keep him in there.
We bind
come
you,
out.
Satan,
come
in the name
out.
Of Jesus. Submit
come
to
out.
The authority of Jesus Christ right now.
He has
the Son of God. Submit to him right now.
Has confessed his sins. You have to come out.
You foul spirits, look at Jesus Christ right now and come out of him in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name.
There went a big one.
Come out in Jesus' name. The Son of God is right there next to you. Look at him, you foul spirits.
Rat.
Obey. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Come out.
Come out in Jesus' name.
Come out.
Come out in Jesus' name. I pour the blood of Jesus on you right now.
Cry out to Jesus. What does that mean? Yes, would you write me back and tell me?
Come out, you foul spirits, right now.
The blood of
angels of God, go in there and drive them out with the sword of God.
The blood of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus. The blood.
I command any remaining demons to go into civil war.
Soak you in the
attack
blood.
Each other right now in the name
your
of Jesus Christ.
Your insides are soaking in the blood of the Lamb. Your mind is soaking in the blood of the Lamb. Your belly, your spine, we break the powers of Kundalini. Cut his tail off.
Yes, Father.
Commanding, come up and out right now. We bind up the viper spirits. Cut their tails off. Command them to come out right now in the name of Jesus.
You foul
we
spirits.
We bind up.
You tended for John. Back when you had sevenfold in Jesus.
Come out in the name of Jesus. Every snake spirit, come up and out.
Loose the fire of God in you right now, you foul spirit.
We divide them. We isolate them. We command them to come out.
We loose the anger of the Lord on you, you foul spirit.
The blood
of affliction in Jesus.
Everyone, come out. The blood. The blood. The blood. The blood.
We loose confusion on you, foul spirits, and blindness right now.
The blood, the blood of Jesus.
The fear of the Lord
Jesus.
On you, you foul spirits, right now, in Jesus' name.
The blood, we bind suicide spirits, in Jesus' name, come out. John, I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I have given you my life.
I have given you my life.
My life is no longer mine.
My life is no longer mine.
It does not belong to the devil.
It does not belong to the devil.
And I command.
And I command.
All suicide spirits to come out of me now.
All suicide spirits to come out of me now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And take a deep breath and cough it out.
Come out, suicide, in Jesus' name. Come out. Death and destruction. Come out in Jesus' name.
Make it go. Make it go.
Come out and get into the cage right now in Jesus' name. Go to the cage, you foul spirits, in Jesus' name.
Now, John, I want you to say, I am no longer an occultist.
I am no longer an occultist.
I am no longer a wizard.
I'm no longer a wizard.
I renounce it.
I renounce it.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And I command.
And I command.
All of those spirits to leave
all
me.
All of those spirits to leave
and
me.
And all of those witchcraft spirits in my family line to leave me.
And all those witchcraft spirits in my family line to leave me.
Instantly.
Instantly.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And take a deep cough to cough them out. All up
we
your
cut
cage.
Every demonic soul cord, soul tie attached to
all
you right now
you.
In Jesus' name.
All of you.
Loose him in Jesus' name.
All of you.
All spirits that came in through witchcraft
everyone.
And occult.
Everyone.
Come out of him in Jesus' name right now.
We just ask him to give up whisper. He's coughing all of that out right now.
Come out in Jesus'
everyone.
Name.
Everyone. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I repent.
I repent.
For every sorcery spirit that's drugs.
For every sorcery spirit.
That I have ever committed.
That I have ever committed.
That would be cigarettes, drugs, alcohol, dope.
Cigarettes, drugs, alcohol, dope.
I command them to go into the cage.
I command them to go into the cage.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And I command them to
and
come
I command.
Out. In Jesus'
sorry,
name.
I didn't hear you.
I command them to leave in Jesus' name.
I command them to leave in Jesus' name.
Take a deep cough and cough them out.
Alcoholism, come out in Jesus' name. Drug use, come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Anything cigarette smoking, come out in Jesus' name. Loose them in Jesus' name. Come out, you foul spirits, in the name of Jesus.
Everyone. All.
Ask God that you lose the spirit of burning on the alcoholism demon in Jesus' name.
Now, John, say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I repent.
I repent.
From following seducing spirits.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
From following seducing spirits.
Hold on a second. There's a bunch of motorcycles going by.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right, go ahead.
From following seducing spirits.
For following seducing spirits.
And that's manipulating people through witchcraft.
That's manipulating people?
Through witchcraft.
Through witchcraft.
Telling fortunes.
I don't know. Telling fortunes.
Channeling death spirits.
Channeling death spirits.
And murder.
And murder.
And blood sacrifices.
And blood sacrifice.
And I repent.
And I repent.
And I command those spirits to leave me now. They're caged. Come out.
And I command those spirits to leave me now. They're caged. Come out.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Okay, cough them out.
Come out in Jesus' name.
Cough them out.
Blood of Jesus in your lungs right now. Blood of Jesus on you right now.
We command these devils to go to the
Come out, all the devils in the name of Jesus.
Judged right now, all of them.
Lord, rebuke you, foul spirits. Loose them in Jesus Christ's name right now.
Every one of them.
Come out of him right now in Jesus' name.
All. Every one of them. Now, son, I know that you repented of sexual pornography and lust. And did you go with both men and women?
Just women. I ain't into guys.
Okay. Okay. Say, I repent.
I repent.
And ask God to save me.
Say it again.
And ask God to save me.
And I ask God to save me.
From all of the demons.
From all of the demons.
That came into me.
That came into me.
From those women.
From those women.
And their family lines.
And their family line.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I encage those devils in Buck Wilders.
I encage those devils in what was the other part?
In Buck Wilders.
I can't hear you.
Say, I encage those demons.
I encage those demons.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And all of the devils that came down from all of the family lines.
And all the devils that came down from the family lines.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I put them in a cage.
I put them in a cage.
And I command them to come out right now.
And I command them
Jesus,
to come out right now.
Call them out. Call them out, Jesus. Every one of them.
All spirits that came into fornication, masturbation, adultery, promiscuity, come out in Jesus' name, you foul spirits. Anything that came into the pornography gateway, we bind you. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Any sexual gateways, we bind you. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ right now.
We bind.
Loose them in Jesus' name.
Buck Wilders and those devils in you. I release over you conviction of the Holy Spirit. Go ahead and
come out of him right now, John. Come out of John right now, you foul spirits. The Lord rebuke you. I bind any foul spirits in you right now. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord rebuke you. I pray the blood of Jesus down each of you demon throats. Come out right now in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Pray for Buck Wilders.
We weaken
right
you,
now.
You foul spirits. You've been
in
arrested. Your rights to be in John have been canceled. Come out
on,
and go to the cage right now.
Yeah, I did say you. You're right. I did say you, Buck.
We bind
all
the strong man demon and wilds right now. The
we
Lord rebuke
the
foul spirits.
Spirit in the name of Jesus.
Name
in
Jesus.
You. And all of these rebellious spirits and witchcraft powers,
Father God,
we bind them up in the name of Jesus.
In attack formation.
And in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
we
name.
We command these spirits to go in a cage in you in the name of Jesus.
Come out.
The blood
of
Jesus of Rebrium. We bind the ones speaking to your mind. Put gags on their mouths in the name of Jesus. Now,
bind all spirits of lust. Loose him in Jesus' name right now.
All of them. All of them come out. Every one of them. Take a deep breath and breathe them out. All of them.
Come out, you devils,
John,
in the name of
cough
Jesus.
Cough them all out. John, cough them all out. John, cough them all out.
You must submit to the authority of Jesus Christ. He has given us power to tread on serpents and scorpions.
All.
What if we bind an oath is down in heaven? Loose an oath is in heaven. We bind you, foul spirit. Submit to the authority of Jesus Christ right now.
Everyone named, everyone
right now.
Not named, come out.
They're in the name
cages,
of Jesus.
Come out. Holy angels, take these cages to Jesus. I bind Beelzebub. I bind Beelzebub in Jesus'
loose
name.
Beelzebub. Legion, come out,
Beelzebub.
Jesus' name.
Beelzebub, come out. All the Lord of the Fly Spirits, come out. Cough them out, John.
Come out,
cough
in Jesus'
out.
Name.
Cough them out, all of them. Cough them out.
Come out right
cough
now,
them
Lord
out.
Of the Fly. Beelzebub.
Everyone, all.
Jesus'
all,
name.
All. The blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb.
Seven times
the
back
blood
in
of the Lamb.
What you intended
the
for
blood
John.
Of the Lamb.
Name of Jesus.
The blood
no
of the Lamb.
Chicken.
The blood of the Lamb. The
all
blood
the
of the Lamb.
Names.
The blood of the
Lamb. Come
out
I
find the mockery spirit in Buck in the name of Jesus. All Antichrist, rebellious, witchcraft powers.
Father God, I ask that you
would
loose raging fire, blindness, madness,
the blood of Jesus.
Continuous plagues, unexcelled foul spirits remain.
The blood of Jesus.
Father God,
I bind you and your Antichrist rebellious.
Hell and fire mingle with the blood of the Lamb in Jesus' name.
The blood of the Lamb, the blood of the Lamb over every spirit in you for life.
I ask God that you would loose angels in the heaven.
I command them to torment.
To take stones from the altar, fire with tongs, and put it down the mouth of these demons in Jesus' name.
The blood.
Any foul spirits remaining, we rebuke.
The blood, Buck. It's all over those devils, and we're tormenting them with the blood of the Lamb.
Sprinkle the blood of Jesus
in
you right now, John.
That's right, John. Cough them out. They're coming out now.
Come out right now.
All of them. All of them. They're coming out. All of them.
The affliction and the thunder and fire of God on you foul spirits right now, in Jesus' name.
Everyone. Everyone. All. All. All.
The anger of the Lord on you foul spirits, in Jesus' name.
Buck, you're stupid, you know. Go ahead and serve the devil. You will land up just in hell wide open. You just are a stupid captive of those devils that are on your mind and over your spirit and in your body. And your mockery has no effect over what we're doing. So as you
choke them out, angels of God.
In Jesus' name. He
Amen.
Can't interfere with what's going on here.
The sword
Jesus
of the Lord, smite you foul spirits
and
of in the name of
Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus. And he can't bind hell because that's where he's going. In Jesus' name. Go ahead and cough them out, John. Cough them out.
Come out in Jesus' name.
That's right. Cough them all out. They can't stay.
Come out in Jesus' name.
They can't stay.
Come out.
We're in total agreement. Everyone in the chat room and us
come out
are
in the name
total
of Jesus
agreement.
Christ. Come out in Jesus' name.
Now, Buck, I want you to say, John, I want you to just say, Jesus.
Jesus.
I repent.
I repent.
For serving Satan.
For serving Satan.
I disconnect all ley lines to Satan.
I disconnect all lines to Satan.
And I ask you to free me from him.
And I ask you to free me from him.
He is the strong man.
He's what?
He's the strong man.
Who's the strong man?
The Bible says that we have to bind the strong man, and we're talking about demonic strong men. That
he
doesn't mean
man.
Satan's strong man. Okay. And I command him to be bound.
We bind the strong man.
To be bound.
Because Jesus is stronger than him.
Because Jesus is stronger than him.
And I command the strong man to come out of me now.
And I command the strong man to come out of me now.
Come out of John, strong man, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. We pour the blood of Jesus down your throat right now.
Take a deep cough.
Come out in Jesus' name. Come out of the pit right now, you foul spirit. come out and go to the pit right now. I'm tired of you. We bind you in Jesus' name. Loose John, come out, you foul spirit. Strong man, come out in the name of Jesus.
Now say Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
You said in the Word.
You said in the Word.
That Jesus is the baptizer.
Jesus is the baptizer?
Of the Holy Spirit.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Jesus is the deliverer.
Jesus is the deliverer.
He is the way.
He's the way.
The truth.
The truth.
And the light.
And the light.
And tonight.
And tonight.
He is baptizing me with the Holy Ghost.
He's baptizing me with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
With the fire of the Holy Ghost.
Through the fire of the Holy Ghost.
I receive him.
I receive him.
Come in now.
Come in now.
Oh, Jesus.
And just raise your hands and praise the name of Jesus. He's baptizing you.
Feel more
he
Jesus.
He has laid his hands upon you right
feel
now.
Feel every void right now in Jesus' name.
Baptizing Jesus.
Feel him right now, Father God.
Praising God.
In Jesus' name.
Praise him.
Praise
him. Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is God. Praise him. That's right. I want to hear you praising him, and he'll come on, open your mouth and praise him.
Praise Jesus. Praise God.
Keep doing it, John. Keep doing it. Keep praising.
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah. Burn all of the hidden ones out now, Jesus. Burn them out. Burn them out with the fire of the Holy Ghost now.
Father God, loose your angels to go out and find all his fragmented soul pieces and bring them back. Put them in the rightful order in Jesus' name.
Instantly.
That's the prayer I need right there.
Instantly. Okay, put your hands right on your mind, on your head.
Put my broken pieces back together, Lord.
Okay, bring them back from the four corners of the earth, God. Wherever they have been taken away, bring them back. Okay, now we release healing. Healing through the blood of Jesus, and by his stripes, your mind is healed.
Be healed right now in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Be healed in Jesus' name.
Now praise him and ask him to give you your prayer language. He's right there in you right now. Hallelujah. Jesus. Go ahead. You called him Father. He's your Father.
Bless me.
There he is. Keep going.
Jesus
is Lord. Keep going.
Feel him,
He's
Jesus.
Right there. He's in you. He's praying through you. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give you glory. Hallelujah. Jesus is the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thanks, Zoe. Great. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus will complete this work.
Yes.
Drive all the hidden devils out. Holy Ghost, you're in there. We
fire the
you.
Holy Ghost on
now
any
just
remaining
drive
demons.
Them out. Take
in
a
Jesus
deep
name.
Cough and cough them all out right now. Come on, John. We're almost finished. Come on, John. Cough them all out.
Loose yourself in Jesus'
yes,
name. All foul spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out in Jesus' name.
That's great. And that's right. That's right. The hardest thing is to forgive ourselves for our sins. And the Bible tells us very clearly that Jesus' blood is strong enough to kill and heal and deliver every sin that any man has ever thought of. And so we take all of those sins and put them under the blood of Jesus. And Jesus, you said that you would cast them into the sea. And we ask you now, John, to say, Jesus.
Jesus.
I ask you.
I ask you.
To heal me.
To heal me.
Mine.
Mine.
Body.
Body.
And spirit.
And spirit.
I ask you.
I ask you.
To help me right now.
To help me right now.
To heal.
To heal.
And forgive myself.
And forgive myself.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I receive your healing.
I receive your healing.
Of my mind.
Of my mind.
Body.
Body.
And spirit.
Spirit.
And tonight.
And tonight.
I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
And
that's
I ask
the hardest
you,
part of all.
Okay, you got to do it. Say, I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
And I forgive myself.
And I forgive myself.
And I ask you.
And I ask you.
To forgive every single person.
To forgive every single person.
That I have ever harmed.
That I have ever harmed.
And redeem them.
And redeem them.
And save them.
And save them.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, John, let me explain something to you. Forgiveness of yourself, it's not an act of feeling. It's an act of your will saying, I'm sorry. And you just did that. Your will just did that. And Jesus has accepted that. And now, by an act of your will, you say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I willingly. Tonight, forgive myself.
Tonight, forgive myself.
For all of those things that I did.
For all those things that I did.
And your word tells me.
And your word tells me.
That I am a new creation.
That I am a new creation.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
All things.
All things.
Have passed away.
Passed away.
And all things.
And all things.
Have been made new.
Have been made new.
And tonight.
Tonight.
I receive myself.
I receive myself.
As a new creation.
As a new creation.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
I thank you.
I thank you.
That I am no longer in the human family.
That I'm no longer in the human family.
That I was born into.
That I was born into.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
That means tonight.
That means tonight.
All uncleanliness.
All uncleanliness.
Has departed from my body.
Has departed from my body.
And tonight the blood of Jesus has come in.
And tonight the blood of Jesus has come in.
He's made me a new creation.
He's made me a new creation.
In 1 second.
In 1 second.
I am now the member.
I am now a member.
Of the family of God.
Of the family of God.
I belong to God the Father.
I belong to God the Father.
God the Son.
God the Son.
And God the Holy Ghost.
God the Holy Ghost.
Which means?
Which means?
From this night forward.
From this night forward.
I walk as a holy man of God.
I walk as a holy man of God.
God saved me.
God saved me.
And He will keep me.
And He will keep me.
And I am born again.
I am born again.
Of the Spirit of the living God.
Of the Spirit of the living God.
From this night forward.
From this night forward.
I am a new creature.
I am a new creature.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
You believe that?
Yeah.
How do you feel?
I believe it, but I need help.
No, you don't.
I've been trying to do it by myself for 20 years, and it ain't worked out so well.
Yeah, well, tonight we're starting new. You're no longer doing it by yourself. Tonight, I just told you that you're born again, and the Word of God told you that you're born again. And the Word of God just told you that old things, that means the old satanic life has fallen off of you, and the new creation, the new creature, has just come into your spirit. Now, that scripture is 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, if any man be in Christ, say it. Say, if any man be in Christ.
If any man be in Christ.
Old things are passed away.
All things are passed away.
Now I am in Christ.
Now I am in Christ.
So I am a new creature in Christ.
So I am a new creature in Christ.
Old things are passed away.
All things are passed away.
Old things.
Old things have passed away.
That means my old satanic life has passed away.
My old satanic life has passed away.
Behold, all things are made new.
Behold, all things are made new.
I am new tonight.
I am new tonight.
And all those old things are gone.
I couldn't hear you. Ambulance was going by.
All those old things are gone.
All those old things are gone.
And those scriptures also tell me there, all things are of God.
All things are of God.
Who hath reconciled me to himself.
All things have reconciled, say it again, all things have reconciled him to myself.
You to himself, to God.
You to himself, to God.
By Jesus Christ.
By Jesus Christ.
And so Jesus has just reconciled you to God the Father, the Son, and himself. And everything that you've ever thought or done right up to this day, forget it. Don't remember it anymore. If God isn't remembering it, you stop beating yourself over the head with it.
That's right. God doesn't remember it anymore, John.
And we want you to get the Word of God to play over you day and night. And I want you to go up on my website and start listening to the MP3s, which will help you to grow in the Spirit.
I would love website, but I don't have a computer.
John, do you have a car?
What?
Do you have a vehicle?
Yeah.
We would like you to drive up. You're down to Jacksonville. You're about 100 miles out. Where are you at? In DeLand, Florida?
Yeah, I'm right out. I'm 20 minutes outside of Daytona, inland.
You know, you're only 100 miles from Pat Holiday and Miracle Internet Church?
I know where Jacksonville is. I don't know where the church is at. I mean, I've been to Jacksonville a bunch of times when I used to do timeshares, but...
Consider coming down to Jacksonville and being in service with Dr. Holiday. She's probably the closest Deliverance Church to you.
Do they have any services on Wednesdays or Thursdays? Because those are my only days off.
We're on Tuesday, Friday, and Sunday mornings.
Tuesday, Friday, and Sunday.
Well,
because my only days off are Wednesdays and Thursdays, and that's pretty much set in stone because I'm a boss, and I have to be there the rest of the time.
Well, where do you work?
I work for Walmart. I run the auto shop.
Okay, now you work for Walmart, and you make a good salary.
Not really. I barely make enough to eat.
At Walmart?
Yeah. They don't pay very well.
Well, do you make enough money?
They don't pay very well. I mean, I spend, like right now it's hunting season. I spend all my free time in the woods trying to get a meal so I can stock my freezer. And when I'm not hunting, I'm fishing because I'm trying to put meat in my freezer so I can eat right. Because for a long time, I got really sick a couple of years back. And with my body type and my metabolism, I lost a lot of weight.
What do they pay you? Minimum wage?
No, right now I make $10.30 an hour.
My God.
I make $10.30 an hour and I live alone, but I raise my own chickens, so I got plenty of chicken, but you can only eat so much chicken. I got
Where does your money go?
Where does my money go?
Yeah.
I got rent, I got electric bill, I got cell phone bill, I got car insurance, and then up until today.
Can you not afford, you know, computers in there only cost a couple hundred dollars.
Yeah, but I live literally from paycheck to paycheck. And I mean, minus the beer and cigarettes, I should be able to have at least $100 every 2 weeks. Cause I spend probably about $50 a week on beer and cigarettes, but not anymore.
You're not smoking anymore. That's good.
Well,
since you're not smoking anymore, let's get that spirit out of your lungs. Cause they stay in your lungs. It's already leaving. Say, I renounce. Cigarettes. And the god Calmet.
Say it again.
The god of that is called Calmet.
Calmet.
In Jesus' name.
I can't hear you. I got to. It's Biketoberfest right now, and I got.
Can you hear him?
I mean, I got bikes going by me.
Okay. Calmet.
Calmet?
Yeah, that's the god. Cough it out.
Loose John in Jesus' name.
Cigarettes, emphysema, cancer. Go. You're not going to hide
all
back.
All spirits of cigarette. Loose him in his lungs right now. Come out of him right now in Jesus' name.
And we also break the curses over his sexual organs.
Pour the blood of Jesus into his lungs right
and
now in Jesus' name.
And command those sicknesses to go. All of the sickness.
All spirit of infirmity. All prostate cancer. Come out in Jesus' name.
Okay, John, here's what we want you to do now. We want you to call us back with a report. We're going to let you rest for a week. And we ask God,
yes,
the Father, to release a warring angels to surround you,
yes,
to protect you, the wall of fire of the Holy Ghost around you, and also we cover you with the blood of Jesus, and we ask God, the Father, to send an angel to stand
who's
over
ministering
you day
angels
and night
right now, Father God, in Jesus
to reach
name.
The word of God,
yes,
day
ma'am.
And night. And you call us back and let us know how you're doing, okay?
Yeah. Hey, can you guys do me a little favor before I go?
What's that?
The devil has been attacking my sister, who is basically she's the woman that raised me since my mom got killed. And she's got, well, according to the doctors, she's manic depressive, she's bipolar. Whenever I look at her and I look into her eyes, I don't see my sister anymore. And ever since I started talking to Joe and trying to get my life back on track, he really kind of doesn't attack me as much, because no matter how hard you knock me down, I keep getting back up. But just the other day, he broke my sister's neck in two places, and he smashed her nose. And she needs prayer.
Is she in the hospital?
If you guys can keep her... Excuse me?
Is she in the hospital?
No, not right now. She went for CAT scans and stuff. She had a slip and fall accident.
She broke her neck
in two places. Yeah, but she ain't paralyzed or anything like that. She just... It's like she had fractures. Like, it didn't...
Oh,
like,
well,
she's not paralyzed.
Her
neck is broken in two spots. And
let
she landed
pray
on
her
face
neck.
And smashed her nose. And
All right, John. We're going to pray for your family right now. Do you have a Bible?
No, I'm sitting in my car right now. I mean, I have
several
Bibles.
But, I mean,
Bibles,
you
but...
own a Bible? You
yeah,
own
I have a
Bible?
A couple of them.
Okay, read Acts 2:38-39 when you get home. And we're going to pray.
Acts 2:38-39.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lord Jesus, you said in
yes,
Acts 2:38-39 that if we repent from our sin,
yes, God,
that we shall be saved and our household.
Yes.
And as many as the Lord thy God shall call. We pray for this man's family. We bind up all of the demons in his entire family. We cage those devils in the
yes.
name of Jesus.
Jesus' name.
We ask you, Father, that you will send the warring angels to war against those devils over his family. And we're believing, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will place workers in the field, that you will, Father, release warring angels to read the word of God over them day and night. We give you praise and glory, and we claim that scripture for his
yes,
family.
Father God.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, now you go home and get in the word and read it, okay? And let us know.
2:38-39.
Yeah.
2:38-39.
And let us know how you're doing.
All right.
Give us a call next week, John. God bless you, my friend.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right. You're
amen.
Listening to Amen. Praise God. Praise God. You're listening to Omega Man Radio Network. We've got Dr. Pat Holliday on tonight, the School of Deliverance. We've got live open lines tonight. If you need prayer, you'd like to share a testimony, the number is 917-889-2745. Dr. Pat, I'm going to take about a 5-6 minute break, and then we'll be
all
back,
right.
And we'll go to the calls and callers. If you will
remind them about the other show so that they'll
yes.
get those that might not stay will know.
Absolutely, Eddie. 11 p.m. tonight, in exactly 90 minutes, we're going to be on Watchman Radio, WatchmanRadio.com, with Richard Keltner. So after this show is over. Go to WatchmanRadio.com and join us there live and in the chat. And if you're on hold right now, I see people on the hold. We're going to go to a quick break, and then we'll be back with your calls. So stand by as I cue up some music.
Amen.
And lifted up, he is Lord of everything. Praise his name in the highest place. He is God, the King of Kings. He has revealed himself through the works of his mighty power. Behold, the Lamb of God, he comes, I receive him now. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, mighty God exalted on high. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, I believe in Him. In adoration I cry. He is high and lifted up, He is Lord of everything. Praise his name in the highest place. He is God, the King of Kings, yes. He has revealed himself through the works of his mighty power. Behold, the Lamb of God, he comes. I receive him now. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Mighty God exalted on high. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I believe in him. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Mighty God exalted on high. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I believe in him. In adoration I cry.
To other radio programs and then say,
where's the beef?
Tune in each day to Omega Man Radio,
the show that will put meat on your spirit man's bones.
Thank you for listening to Omega Man Radio. Our mission is to operate in the threefold ministry of Jesus Christ
and take evangelism, deliverance from demons, and miracle healing to the world.
If you would like to partner with us, you can support this work by donating any amount online at OmegaManRadio.com. Join us in an all-out attack against the hosts of hell.
It's time to deliver a death blow to the enemy and take back territory for Jesus.
Tell a friend and support Omega Man Radio.
And the devil, he has lost the battle. He has lost. The Lord has won it. Yes, he has. Oh, yes, Lord.
Choose you this day who you're going to serve.
There's a guy up here that called me lukewarm. I don't want to be lukewarm. I want to be on fire. I want to do it. I want to be on fire for Jesus.
I can't stand it. I love it.
And I just pray that you'll take this from me. There's a way. And he's it.
And I thank you, Lord. I'm in your hands now. And I tell you what, I'm alive. I'm alive. I've been dead. I'm alive. I'm alive! I'm alive! I'm alive!
Are you ready? Ready to take a ride? Grab your coffee
and strap yourself in.
If you listen, we can hear God's plan.
Because the show is about to begin. You're listening. You're listening to the Omega Man Radio Network.
All right, and we are back. This is a live show. The call number tonight is 917-889-2745, or you may call us toll-free at 877-806-2482. And Dr. Pat, are you back on the line with us?
I'm back on the line.
Okay, praise God. Let's go to the caller. Caller, thank you for waiting patiently. Can you hear us? All right, caller, you are on the air.
Is it me?
Yes, I've seen you waiting for a long time. Thank you for being patient.
Okay, I didn't know you were talking to me because it sounds the same as when the show was on. Oh, sorry about that.
So, right, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay.
How can we help you tonight?
Okay, my name's Marie, and I've been a born-again Christian 27 years, and in the wrong churches, I guess, because I never knew that Christians could have demons. I've believed the lies so many years, and it wasn't till like, January 2009 that God started showing me the truth when I started listening to Watchman Radio.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. So anyway, recently things have gotten bad. Probably around May, a couple of women came to my church and they would sit behind me and I'd feel creeped out and be doing like spiritual warfare while praise and worship was going on because I just couldn't stand the way I was feeling. So then I sat down and turned around, and the Holy Spirit had her necklace glow at me, and it was a hexagram. And, you know, I just looked shocked because I can't hide that when I feel shocked, you know. But I gave her a look like I know, you know, like I know who you are. Like I felt like she was a witch, you know. And then after that, it was probably maybe around August sometime in the summer, I was falling asleep at night, and I saw this, it was a little fly, like a, it looked cute and cartoony looking with fluttery wings, and it disappeared at my forehead. And, you know, it's like when I was just so sleepy, I thought, oh, I dreamt it or something. And then since then, my mind has really gotten worse than it had been, because I've had a problem for quite some time now with, like, a wandering mind. Now it's like I can't focus. I'm foggy. I get numbness. I start to, you know, I feel like I'm not hearing God. I get sleepy reading the Word. I'm forgetful. I can get sleepy in prayer. I mean, I feel like my prayer life is dead, and I'm even fasting right now, trying to get back. You know, it's like it's been really hard. I have fatigue really bad. Like I said, I fall asleep a lot. I feel like, you know, I've had an anger problem. I thought I had dealt with that. Then, like a week ago, I'm sitting at the nursing home with my dad. I had to leave and take my son to work and come back, and I walked in the room, and he's praying the rosary with my mom. And I just was angry because I'm so tired of all that Catholic stuff. So I just turned around and walked out of the room. Then when I went back in, I thought, you know, I wasn't going to say a word. And then he turned to me and said, oh, Marie, let me explain something about the rosary. And he was talking about how precious it was. And I just kind of, all this anger rose up in me. And I go, let me tell you, I wouldn't let him talk, really. I would go, let me tell you something. I can't stand your frickin' rosary. And I said, they're in a curse. And I was like, they're in a curse thing, and it attracts demons. And I said, as far as that goes, your stinking apparitions of Mary are demons. I mean, it wasn't nice at all. I asked him to forgive me when I drove him home. And I've asked God to forgive me because it wasn't done in love. It was done in anger. And
All right. Let me ask you this. This Pat Holiday.
Mm-hmm.
What church you go to now?
We go to Calvary Assembly of God. And,
okay.
And since God opened my eyes, I haven't been happy because this pastor that we have acts like God is a God of love and grace, and he understands we're sinners. So he doesn't preach repentance and holiness. Now, because I sent him a letter telling him how I differ in his way he thinks, he's like, from time to time he does, because, and so it's like he seems double-minded to me. So
well, okay, now here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
The fly that you saw, there's a spirit called Beelzebub.
Mm-hmm.
And that spirit is the Lord of the flies. And
mm-hmm.
that's the spirit that they accuse Jesus of casting devils out with in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And that particular spirit comes out of the computer a lot of times. I know people won't understand what I'm talking about. But the computer is like a portal,
mm-hmm.
and that fly comes out of, I've seen it many times, and I know what it is, and so the first time I ever saw it, a whole bunch of them came out, and I bound them in the name of Jesus, and other people in our ministry have seen them too, but now, when they fly, if one or two comes out of my computer, I bind it, and now they just turn around and fly back into the computer when they see me because they know that I know.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody that's listening to this, you need to begin to cover your computer portal with the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
When you're on there, because it's an entrance. The television is an entrance. The radio, because Satan is the Lord of the flies, and he's the Lord of the air.
Mm-hmm.
And so he uses the airways. And so when we're walking around in his airways, we have to walk around with authority and knowledge with our spirit closed up, that those spirits of his can't come and attack us. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now the other thing is, you know, the Pentecostal churches don't believe in deliverance at all in the Assembly of God. Not at all.
They don't believe a Christian can have a demon because they say the Holy Spirit and a demon can't abide in the same house.
And that's why the Holy Spirit a lot of times isn't in those churches anymore.
Right.
Because the demons have taken over many of the pastors with their double-mindedness.
Mm-hmm.
I have a web page called PatHoliday.com and another one called MiracleInternetChurch.com. And on both of those web pages, you'll find a lot of the MP3s, television programs, and things like that, and they're all free.
Yeah.
You'll also find a lot of books called e-books that we've written, about 80 of them, that you will discover about the deliverance ministry and a lot of these things that we're talking about tonight. But the reason that we did the Miracle Internet Church is for people in America that are not under sound doctrine. And so I just invite you to come up and listen to some of that stuff, and it's going to help you.
Yes,
now,
I've been to your Miracle Internet Church one, and I get your email.
You need to stay up there and listen to some of those MP3s, because
mm-hmm.
those MP3s are going to teach you about deliverance and other things
mm-hmm.
that you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
But now, tonight, we're going to go ahead and get rid of those spirits.
Are you there?
And
hello?
Can you not hear me? Can you not hear me? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, I don't know what happened.
I don't either. It just went blank.
Yeah, I know it, just for a minute.
Yeah.
We're just going to do a little deliverance on you tonight.
Okay.
But before we do, I want to warn you and the others that get deliverance. Don't just go running around letting everybody lay their hands on you. Don't take prophecies from everybody.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit of divination is everywhere, and God is not a fortune teller. That's what you have to understand. Go into the Word of God and immerse yourself in the King James Version of the Bible,
mm-hmm.
and keep your shield of protection up, and that's the fire of the Holy Ghost, the wall of fire, and the blood of Jesus over yourself. And when you go into the church, you bind the devils from attacking you, and when you leave, you bind them from following you, because witches have been coming into the churches now for many years, and they come in, and just as you just described, they attack Christians, and the pastors are standing there, and they don't understand any of this at all anyway. And many Christians are becoming demon-possessed from what I call in Pastor Kenko, the Witch Doctor and the Man. I wrote that book, Witch Doctor.
I just read it.
And
it's awesome. Well, I love that book. I just read it.
Amen.
Well, you know, there's some teachings up on my internet, Miracle Internet Church, and there's a couple up there of him teaching, too,
mm-hmm.
on there.
Okay.
And he has a lot of knowledge, and he taught us one time of what he called the magic touch. And the magic touch is what's going on in all of the churches in America. The witches come in, they have the Kundalini spirits in their hands, and they touch you, and there's a transference of that spirit into these people, into these
yes.
Christians. And but the way he taught it to us, he said you can be in a supermarket in the line waiting to pay for your bill, and a witch can come behind you and just touch you and transfer those spirits into you. And they're doing it in the churches through those big third wave ministries where they are acting like dogs and crawling on. Does your church do that?
No, thank God.
Well,
the previous church did. The previous church I was part of. They went to the Toronto Blessing and brought that spirit back with them, and they lay their hands on me.
Yeah, and that's a spirit called Kundalini.
Right.
And it comes through the magic touch. So you probably had the magic touch, so we'll minister to that.
Yes.
But I'm telling you that when you get free, don't go and let anybody lay their hands on you.
Mm-hmm.
Seek a Jesus very seriously.
Amen.
Should I go to this meeting? Should I let these people prophesy over me? Should I let them lay hands on me? And chances are he'll tell you no, because the churches in America are just swimming with that Kundalini spirit.
Yeah,
and so now I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I'm a Christian.
I'm a Christian.
I thank you for opening up my eyes.
I thank you for opening up my eyes.
To see the pitfalls that I have fallen into.
To see the pitfalls that I have fallen into.
Through false Christianity.
Through false Christianity.
And tonight I repent.
And tonight I repent.
Now, I'm going to ask you, have you been receiving prophecies from different people?
No, not in a long while.
But you did previously?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now here's the problem. When somebody gives you a prophecy, it either comes from the Spirit of God or it comes from the spirit of the demons.
Right.
If the demon prophesies over you, words are live and powerful. And those words come into your body and they become a map way for your life. And what happens is, if a devil or if a so-called Christian prophesies over you and it's not God saying those words over you, they become that map for your life and those devils begin to work for that to come true in your life. And sometimes they come true because devils bring them to pass.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not of God speaking those words, you do not have the plan of God over your life to fulfill it. So you want to renounce all false divinating spirits.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everyone in the chat line, they probably need to do that too, because most Christians today have gone to some of these churches, and they have had the magic touch, and they've also had divinating prophecies over them.
Mm-hmm.
So all of us in one accord just say, Father, I renounce.
Father, I renounce.
The magic touch.
The magic touch.
And false prophecies.
And false prophecy.
Over my life.
Over my life.
And I bind them up.
And I bind them up.
And in Jesus' name.
And in Jesus' name.
I ask you to cancel.
I ask you to cancel
all false prophecies.
All false prophecies.
And I encage.
And I encage
every magic touch.
Every magic touch.
Demon.
Demon.
Which includes the Kundalini spirit.
Which includes the Kundalini spirit.
And all false spirits of religion.
And all false spirits of religion.
Blinding spirits.
Blinding spirits.
And every deafening spirit.
And every deafening spirit.
I bind up that Beelzebub spirit.
I bind up that Beelzebub spirit.
Which was a fly spirit.
Which was a fly spirit.
That came into my mind.
That came into my mind.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I bind up every devil that has touched my mind.
I bind up every devil that has touched my mind.
All ungodly spirits.
All ungodly spirits.
Recall.
Recall.
Confusion.
Confusion.
Fragmented soul.
Fragmented soul.
Drifting mind.
Drifting mind.
Lapsed memory.
What kind of memory?
Lapsed, where you can't remember things.
Okay, lapsed memory.
Temporarily in amnesia.
Temporary amnesia.
Ancestral curses.
ancestral curses.
Ungodly soul ties.
Ungodly soul ties.
Now, you know, you hear us ministering to those that have had sexual
mm-hmm.
affairs with other people aside from their husbands.
Right.
And we call back their fragmented minds.
Yeah.
Well, fragmented minds can also occur when you go up underneath spiritual adultery. And that's what we're ministering or having in many American churches today.
Mm-hmm.
Is spiritual adultery. Can you hear me?
Yes.
And so we're calling back fragmented minds right now from all spiritual adultery, from going into these third wave churches and from these phony churches. And so have you ever had sex with anyone besides your husband?
Yes, before I became a Christian, before I got married, I did.
Okay, say, Father, I'm sorry.
Father, I am sorry.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
And I ask you to help me to forgive myself.
And I ask you to help me to forgive myself.
And I forgive all of the people that I've ever been with.
And I forgive all of the people I have ever been with.
And I call back.
And I call back.
My fragmented mind from all of these people.
My fragmented mind from all of these people.
And all of the spirits that came into me from these affairs.
And all of these spirits that came into me from these affairs.
From these people.
From these people.
And their family lines.
Hello?
Hello? And their family lines. I think you've gone.
Yeah, I'm back now.
Okay. And from all of their family lines.
And from all of their family lines.
To go into the cage.
To go into the cage.
Right now.
Right now.
And all of the spirits that we have called out go into the cage.
And all of the spirits that we have called out go into the cage.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And I command.
And I command.
All of these spirits to come out of me now.
All of these spirits to come out of me now.
And just take a deep breath and cough them out.
Come out in the name of Jesus Christ right now. All foul spirits, looser in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name.
Everyone.
You bind the strong man and the gatekeeper. Go into the cage right now in Jesus' name. We bind you, we weaken you in Jesus' name. Be weakened right now, all foul spirits.
In Jesus' name.
Sprinkle the blood of Jesus
now,
on all demons right now.
Chat lines, while he's ministering to her, let me speak to you. If a witch or an unbeliever comes up on the chat line, one of the
I'm
ministers
I'm not talking to you, Maria.
There,
I'm talking to
yes.
the foul spirits inside of you.
Okay.
One of those,
bind you right
one
now
of those
in the name
ministers
of Jesus
go into
we bind all
and get them
confusion.
Alone and lead them to the Lord.
Any spirits that came
and,
in through Catholicism, we bind them.
Okay?
Go in the cage right now in Jesus' name. Father God, I ask that you would loose an angel to go down and cut the 12 heads of Leviathan off right now. Go into a cage. Leviathan, in the name of Jesus
Christ. Call them out. Call them out.
Come out in Jesus' name. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Anything causing foggy mindedness, double mindedness, we rebuke you. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. You foul spirits, you must obey right now. We arrest you and we revoke your power, Satan, over Maria right now. All foul spirits, come out and go into the cage right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We break any hexes and vexes and curses and witchcraft off of you. Right now, in Jesus' name.
Now, I'm going to call out some more mental spirits,
okay.
And then we're going to call your soul ties back, okay?
Okay.
Have you been to a psychiatrist?
No. Well, no. One time, I guess it was one time for marriage counseling, that type of thing.
Okay.
I'm a Christian one.
You're not on any psychotropic drugs, are you?
No, never. Mm-mm.
Okay. I bind up. That psychiatry, demonic subjection, occult. Have you ever been in the occult yourself, reading your fortune Astrology.
Yes, I used to do that stuff. I didn't actually do it myself, but went to people. And
okay.
That's
who did you go to a fortune teller?
Yes, I went to fortune tellers. I went to one time somebody read my tarot cards. One time tarot cards were sent to our house when I was like in junior high, and we played with them.
Okay.
And it was, you know, stuff like that. We played Ouija board. So.
Okay. Okay, say, Father, I repent.
Father, I repent.
From playing the Ouija board.
From playing the Ouija board.
Having my fortunes told.
Having my fortunes told.
Doing the tarot cards.
Doing the tarot cards.
Doing the astrology.
Doing astrology.
And everything that I did.
And everything that I did.
I repent and bind those demons.
I repent and bind those demons.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And I ask you to forgive me.
And I ask you to forgive me.
And I renounce them.
And I renounce them.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, what I want you to do now is say, Jesus.
Jesus.
I cage the familiar spirits.
I cage the familiar spirits.
I cage all of the devils that came into me.
I cage all of the devils that came into me.
From these experiences.
From these experiences.
Of occult.
Occult.
Witchcraft.
Witchcraft.
I command every spirit that came down my ancestral line of occult, witchcraft, and rebellion.
I command every spirit that came down my ancestral line through witchcraft, occult, and rebellion.
Freemasonry, mockery.
Freemasonry, mockery.
Skepticism.
Skepticism.
Every ungodly thing.
Every ungodly thing.
And I break all of the curses.
And I break all of the curses.
Over my inheritance and my life.
Over my inheritance and my life.
And my family.
And my family.
From doing these things.
From doing these things.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now you just take a deep cough and cough them out. And we command all of them.
Come out, all foul spirits.
Come out.
Come
out. Come
out. Blood of Jesus on you
every
right now.
Every one of them. Come out.
Blood of Jesus right
all
now.
Of.
Pour the blood of Jesus
all
down
of.
Your throats.
The blood
come
of
right
Jesus.
Come
the
on.
Blood of Jesus.
Come on,
the blood of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
The blood of Jesus.
We bind you and weaken you right
Jesus.
Now in Jesus' name.
The blood
all
of Jesus.
All foul spirits. Looser in Jesus' name. Come on
now,
right now.
Let me ask you this. Have you got any unforgiveness towards anybody?
I keep, you know, asking God, do I? Because I know arthritis has tried to come on me, and I keep rebuking that. But anyway, I feel like I've forgiven everyone, but I I'm not certain though.
Okay, what I want you to do is say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Bring to my mind.
Bring to my mind.
Anyone that I have not forgiven.
Anyone that I have not forgiven.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, do you see anybody?
my mother-in-law and father-in-law. And they've both
okay.
already passed away.
Okay, anybody else?
Maybe I guess my sister-in-law, too, my husband's sister, Bernadette. She had a serious stroke. And my in-laws expected my husband to do everything for her, and my kids were small, and I'm telling you, I was so sick. I ate, but I would just be sick, so I got turned to skin and bones because they demanded so much from us, you know. I would, like, come up my street and see their car there and do a U-turn and leave to go to my parents' house because I was so tired of them controlling my life.
Amen. Okay, say, Father, I forgive them.
Father, I forgive them.
And everyone.
And everyone.
That I might not even remember.
That I might not even remember.
And I command.
And I command.
Bitterness.
Bitterness.
Anger.
Anger.
Deception.
Deception.
Madness.
Madness.
Fear.
Fear.
Insecurity.
Insecurity.
Insanity.
Insanity.
To leave.
To leave.
And go into the cage.
And go into the cage.
I command rejection.
I command rejection.
Inferiority.
Inferiority.
Self-rejection.
Self-rejection.
Confusion.
Confusion.
Hate.
Hate.
Denial.
Denial.
Darkness and isolation.
Darkness and isolation.
Seduction.
Seduction.
Negativity.
Negativity.
Fantasy.
Fantasy.
Mind-centered. Depression.
Mind-centered depression.
Suicide.
Suicide.
Despair, withdrawal, loneliness.
Despair, withdrawal, loneliness.
Judgment, tired, and laziness and deceitfulness.
Judgment, tired, laziness, deceitfulness.
To get into the cage.
To get into the cage.
Suspicion.
Suspicion.
Distrust, persecution, fears.
Mistrust, persecution, fears.
Confrontation, accusations, rebellion.
Confrontations, accusations, rebellion.
Self-will, stubborn, self-deception.
Self-will, stubborn, self-deception.
Pride.
Pride.
Unteachableness.
Unteachableness.
Bitterness.
Bitterness.
Resentment, violence.
Resentment, violence.
Anger.
Anger.
I command all of those things into the cage.
I command all of those things into the cage.
Now, have you ever had an abortion?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Say, Lord, I'm sorry.
Lord, I am so sorry.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I give you praise.
I give you praise.
And now I ask.
And now I ask.
You to deliver me.
You to deliver me.
From those spirits of murder.
From those spirits of murder.
Rebellion.
Rebellion.
Anger.
Anger.
Selfishness.
Selfishness.
And in the name of Jesus, shame.
And in the name of Jesus, shame.
And guilt.
And guilt.
And I cage all of them up.
And I cage all of them up.
And now come out.
And now come out.
In Jesus' name. Call them out.
In Jesus' name. Okay.
Come out of her in Jesus' name. Loose her right now. In the name of Jesus. All foul spirits, come out. We bind you and weaken you in Jesus' name. Come out and go in the cage right
all.
Now.
Everyone.
Lord, rebuke you, you foul spirits. Come out right now. All spirits of infirmity, loose her right now in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Now take a deep breath and say, Holy Ghost, come in and burn all hidden spirits.
Holy Spirit, come in and burn all hidden spirits.
Now take a deep breath and let him just cough them out as he burns them out. Cough them out.
The Holy Spirit, Jesus' name.
Everyone. All. Jesus is standing right in front of you. He is the deliverer.
Look at Jesus, you foul spirit.
Getting rid of them now.
Come out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Okay, now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to just ask him specifically to deliver Kundalini, cage him up,
okay.
Leviathan, there's Python, there will be viper spirits down in the stomach, and we cut all their tails off and their heads off in the name of Jesus. and command them to come out now. Let them go out.
I command them to come out in the name of Jesus.
All religious spirits and seductions.
Oh, God, loose your angels right now.
Manipulate
them. Cut the tails off of those snake spirits in Jesus' name.
All of them. All of them.
Cut them off,
every
angels of God,
one.
In Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Come out, all serpentine spirits.
Come on out. Make yourself small and come out in
come
the
out.
Name of Jesus. Everyone. All.
Come out of her right now in Jesus' name. Lord, rebuke you.
I have like dry heat.
Pour the blood of Jesus down your throat right now. Come out right now. Come out in the name of Jesus.
Ephesians 6:11. If you catch that show at 11 that we're going on, you're going to find out a few things about that. That you just wrote about the prayer circle. So just please do call. I mean, watch it. Okay, honey, now raise your hands and ask the Holy Ghost to fill you and all those places with his Holy Spirit right now.
Okay,
just
Father,
start praying.
In Jesus' name, I ask that you fill me with the Holy Spirit and all those vacant spaces, Lord God. Just fill me, overflow me with your Holy Spirit. I praise you, O God. Glory and honor and your praise to you. Thank you for delivering me, Lord. Praise you, Lord God. That nothing's too difficult for you, Lord God. Glory.
He's delivered
God.
You. Now you're praying for healing.
Hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah, praise you, Lord. Praise you for filling me, Lord, for filling all these vacancies. I praise you,
yes.
Lord. Hallelujah,
fill,
hallelujah.
Fill. Give her prayer language,
praise
God.
You,
blood
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Feel. Give her prayer line.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise you, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory and honor and praise be unto you, O God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, you're done for tonight.
Thank you so much.
And Omega Man, tell them where that show is at 11. Somebody
yes,
asked you.
Tune
Let
in
us
to,
hear from you.
WatchmanRadio.com at 11. And Maria, write in and share a testimony with us. You can contact Dr. Pat Holliday via patholliday.com or miracleinternetchurch.com.
Mm-hmm.
And my email is shannon@omegamanradio.com.
Thank you both so much.
God
okay,
bless you.
And,
God bless you.
And, thank you. And for those of you that are interested, you know, I have a lot of deliverance manuals up on my webpage. PatHolliday.com and over on MiracleInternetChurch.com, and they're in ebook forms. Now, we do charge for those, and that's how we support our local church here. We don't have a lot of people in our church. Mostly people come in from other parts of the world and in town for deliverance, and we use that to support our local work. And so they're not expensive, but they're in the forms of e-books. And the one that I was working out of with her was called Charts Family Deliverance. And I wrote all of those books, and I wrote them from practical experiences over the years. We have some books concerning sex and marriage and how sexual demons called Osmodeus and Asmodeus break up marriages and all sexual magic, all kinds of things up there. And so do go up and look at those things and get yourself educated because God is looking for ministers. And what this ministry is about is to teach you how to cast out devils because you're watching it. You're hearing it. And another thing I want to mention to you while we're on the air, we have an opportunity to get a very large slot on radio that will, instead of us ministering to a few hundred people, we will be hitting thousands and thousands and thousands of people. That radio spot will follow a very big ministry that listens, millions listen to that particular minister. And so our hands are tied for a lack of finances. And if you would like to see the ministry explode and get the miracle deliverance ministry across the world, we're asking you to give in to this ministry, give in to Omega Man's ministry, because we are believing God within the next few days or so to be able to grab that time while it's still available. And be praying for that, because what you're seeing on here is not fake. You've seen it live. This is a live program. And you're seeing a minister that's been in the ministry for 35 years casting out devils.
Amen.
And you're seeing another man that has a heart for God. And all of the people that are listening, you are people that have a heart for what you're looking at. Now, I've noticed, for instance, that there's a lot of people that have been separated away from the ministry. What you will find is you will find other ministers trying to get you away from this, because the devil works to keep people from, we don't have those on iPod yet. They're just up on internet on that Miracle Church. But what the devil does is he will use people, ministers, people that will try to get you away. They will give you a good excuse why you not to listen to this program. But let me tell you, as Omega Man has told you before, many people need deliverance in most of your churches in America. Omega Man has gone all over the world to look for deliverance ministries. So far, he's only found 20. And you could probably divide that up with
that's
only
generous,
being
Dr. Maybe, Pat. Maybe seven or eight.
Seven or eight. But this is the ministry that will set captives free and clean them up for the coming of the Lord. And so what I'm telling you is we've lost some viewers who have separated away to run after other people at this time that don't know this information that we're giving to you. So what we're asking you to do is to pray for the ministry. There's an intercessory group list up there on Omega Man's web page for intercessors to come and join. And we will be instructing you through articles and things, teaching you intercessions, and plus we'll talk about it on this radio show. We need to get the word out that Jesus is coming soon and the church needs deliverance. Don't just let people take you away from something that God wants you to learn and hear. And just stand with us, and we'll see those people that went away. We'll see God replacing them very, very quickly.
Amen and to that.
You stand with us, and we'll stand with you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to do two things. I lost someone out there that was calling in. I hit their disconnect button. If you're out there and you need prayer tonight, the number is 917-889-2745, or call us toll-free at 877-806-2482. What I wanted to say, Dr. Pat, is, you know, to the folks out there, there is a opportunity where we can go to literally 20,000 people out there and preach the word of deliverance. And there's a lot
and
of programs
stuff
out there. But, you know, Dr. Pat, there's very few that are doing what we're doing tonight that are actually opening up lines, doing live deliverance over the air. This is one of the first of its kind. And folks, if there was ever a ministry to listen to, do not miss our Saturday night show. You know, I do a lot of programs, and that's okay if you miss some of the other ones, but you better not miss the 8 o'clock show, because this is probably the most dynamic program we do, and I praise God for it because we're seeing fruit. And if you want to get behind this ministry, maybe you can only afford $5 a month. Well, God will bless that. Maybe God has blessed you a little bit more, and you can do more. But whatever you do, God will honor that. And when you plant a seed in this ministry effort that we want to launch on international shortwave and satellite, well, any souls that come in, deliverance that is done, you partnered with us. So, you know, one person plants a seed, another waters. They both share in the harvest. You'll share in the harvest of souls. And, you know, so I just want to put that out there. It's a great ministry to get behind. And the other thing I want to tell you is once you've learned about deliverance, you're a marked person. You know, the devil's not going to stop pursuing you, so you have no option but to go to the end with this, and that is to get deliverance for yourself and then to help others get deliverance. There are some people that have said, you know, well, I don't think deliverance is for me. Ignorance is not bliss when it comes to spiritual warfare. You know, Satan will not give up on you. He seeks to destroy, kill, steal from all of us, and he especially goes after people that have learned a little bit about deliverance. So very dangerous to do a little bit and then just say, hey, deliverance is not for me. You must go all the way. Get deliverance and see it to its course. And the enemy will try to get you distracted. You know, he'll try to pull you off into different directions. When the single most important thing you can do after coming to Christ is to get set free of these demonic spirits and then stay free. So, you know, I've been attacked, Dr. Holliday. You've been attacked. Everybody that I know that's in deliverance gets attacked. Our computers come under attack. But, you know, the deal is if we'll keep pushing through, plead the blood of Jesus over ourselves and, you know, our families and our computers and our cars every day, you know, Satan will eventually say, hey, you know, it's not worth it. I'm going to go after an easier target. And, you know, start putting into application things that we've learned on this program, like how to do spiritual warfare. It's very important, folks. And, you know, I do it every day, in the morning and at night. And I'm sleeping a lot better, Dr. Pat, since I've been doing that. And I, you know, play the Word of God at night when I go to sleep. You know, saturate the atmosphere with the Word of God, it makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. You know, the person that's having a hard time on my donation button, I also have patholliday.com.
Yes.
And the donations all go to the same place. So
yes,
if you, and I'll ask Pastor Dennis to check that button. I don't know why you would be having a hard time. You know, I want to add to that, and I want you to know this. There is nothing in the whole world like a free Christian. There's nothing because of the fact that, are we there?
Yes, ma'am. I can still hear you. Keep going.
Okay. Because Keltner's trying to talk to us. No, he's trying to get me to add him. I'm sorry. There's nothing like a free Christian because of the fact you heard the Satanist say, the former Satanist guy that got delivered tonight.
Yes.
John. Remember, he kept saying I couldn't feel anything. Well, that's true. Satanists and witches and wizards, they have their hearts become like stones. Bishop Kenko describes that in The Witch Doctor and the Man book. It becomes hard, and that's why that they can slaughter a person on an altar or an animal with no feelings at all. And after they get saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, one of the first things that the Lord begins to do with them is he begins to put feelings, human feelings, back into them. And sometimes they'll cry. And it'll be a crying of a washing of their spirit and their soul. And they'll begin to feel things. And so one of the things that I've seen ministering to a few Satanists and witches and wizards over the years is that they get very close to the Lord and they begin to feel. They feel him and they love him. And like Mary Magdalene, the Bible says, he who has been given, forgiven much, loves much, and they get very close to the Lord. So that's what deliverance does. All of us have those same feelings of hardness before we find the Lord, whether we were Satanists or not. I remember I used to couldn't love anybody, and I was not a Satanist. But I was a self-centered person. I just thought the whole world spinned around me, and I thought everybody just loved me. And when men used to chase me, and I had hundreds and thousands of them chasing me, because, you know,
You're a beautiful woman, and you are still.
I thought that I was beautiful and they loved me, but actually it was demons they were chasing after. I found that out after I became a deliverance minister, by the way.
Well, maybe a little bit of both.
Thanks. But the whole point being is the very first area that God began to minister with me was in love for people.
Amen.
And in humans loving humans. And humans loving God. And that's why I can do what I do, is because I love people. And people don't necessarily love me. I've stood a lot of rejection in the church because of the deliverance ministry.
Yes.
But I love people whether they love me or not, because I know the destination is either heaven or hell. And I look at people from that point of view, you see. And so... that's why you need the Holy Spirit, is because the Holy Spirit comes in and he becomes your teacher and the director of your life, and you lose the power of hell directing your life.
Amen.
And so I just wanted to tell you that it's really Jesus and you. It's, you know, that's one of the biggest mistakes, I think, that pastors begin to believe, that they put themselves between God by telling the people that they had to get totally in submission to them.
Yes.
Instead of totally submission to Jesus and his word. And so they started submitting to those pastors, and what happened is they submitted to the pastors to the point that some of those pastors got into what they call sheep and shepherding, for instance.
Yes.
And what they had to do was to go to the pastor and ask him if they could sell their house or their car. That's how pathetic it got.
Oh, wow. Yes.
And so it's not all about the pastor. It's not about the human being that's guiding you or teaching you the word. It's how close are you to Jesus. And
yeah,
what you saw going on in the deliverance ministry tonight was you saw a man that had been in Satanism that found the Lord, but he didn't understand what happened to him. And we were taking him step by step to submit himself to the Lord as a new creation, not as a man that used to practice Satanism. That man died. And now when that man gets water baptized, the book of Romans says that his flesh will go down into the watery grave and it will come up the new creation. It's a dying of the flesh and living to Jesus, or for
yes.
Jesus. That's Christianity. Amen.
Amen to that. And, you know, we have to forgive ourselves, and he had a little bit of an issue with that. And I was told the same thing. You know, what Jesus has forgiven, he doesn't remember anymore. It's only the devil that does, and we got to stop listening to the devil.
Well, that's the truth, because the devil's a liar, and Jesus came that we would know the truth and that we would have life and have it more abundantly. And so that's what the deliverance ministry does. It cleanses those devils that came to rob, kill, and steal, and it gives Jesus that entrance into your spirit so that you will be like a white as snow, as though you've never sinned before. I never think about my old life. You know, they're all talking about me being pretty. I have to tell you, I went on the Sid Roth show back in 2004, and I told him the testimony of going to Jerusalem, and 25 Jewish people, men, received the baptism of
wow.
me laying hands on them, speaking in their language. And that book is called Holiday for the King, that I wrote that testimony. It's the first one I wrote. And what happened was Catherine Kuhlman was in a meeting over there, and I felt the Lord just take his hands and rub across my eyes. And I had been in the edge of the occult when I found Jesus, And the occult makes you look very, very old.
Yes.
And I had wrinkles all around my eyes. And when I came back from Jerusalem, all of the wrinkles were gone.
Wow.
And it looked like I'd had a facelift. And so, of course, Sid Roth, you can still hear that up on his television programs, but listen to ours. But anyway, he zeroed in on how God had given me a facelift. And so that picture that's up on my webpage was done about 3 years ago when I started the television program in Jacksonville. And a lot of people say that I look like I'm around 45 years old. I don't look like a 75-year-old lady.
No way.
But that's how old I am, friends. And I've got grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and 3 children. And God has blessed me greatly.
Amen.
So that's my story about how beautiful I am. It's Jesus is beautiful in me.
Amen. And if you would like to talk to Dr. Pat tonight, we've got about 25 minutes remaining, still plenty of time to get in. The number is 917-889-2745 or 877-806-2482. If you'd like to share a testimony, ask a question, or have prayer, the lines are open right now. Dr. Pat, give out your websites again, please.
My website is patholiday.com. And the other one is MiracleInternetChurch.com. And I want to tell you, you heard a deliverance of a Satanist tonight on this program. And what I want you to understand is they need intense prayer coverage. All of you, put him down on your little prayer, your prayer list, and pray for him every day.
Yes.
There's also a book up on either website, PatHoliday.com or Miracle Internet Church, under the e-books called Solitary Satanist. And it's a story of how the Lord brought a Satanist to me some years back. And he was called Solitary because he was practicing Satan worship with him and the devils in his room.
Wow.
And it shows, in that book, it shows how this guy was training to be a minister, and he decided, he read an ad in a magazine, and he decided maybe that would be a good thing to teach about would be Satanism. So he sent off for a book, and it was from a Satanist group. And then he began to get books from all over the world, and within 6 months he had torn down his altar to the Holy Ghost and to Jesus and started serving the devil.
Oh, wow.
Now, that Satanist, that devil, used to bring him books, and they would just appear on his altar, and they would be books that were out of print for centuries. And at the same time, he made him, he distributed drugs, of course, they all do. Irene Parks did that too. And that book is a very interesting book because when I wrote that book, the Satanists and witchcraft powers had not openly appeared in the country at that time. And a lot of the pastors thought I was a Satanist for writing the book. And The Walking Dead also, which is in the stages of being prepared to go up on Amazon too. And so just pray for us and support us in any way you can. And prayer is one of the main ways that you can support us too. Because God will furnish the finances as the saints get involved. Amen.
Amen to that.
The witch that switched was a personal friend of mine. I met her after she was saved. I've been in her home, and I've had her in Jacksonville, Florida, and we did a lot of fellowshipping and comparing notes and things. And Irene was a wonderful woman of God. She really, like Canco, you know, you can get her book up on the internet, The Witch That Switched, for about $5 or $7. And you just type her name in, Irene Park, and it'll direct you. It's a very interesting book. I was already in the deliverance ministry when I stumbled on her. And so that's how we got together. And she would go up on the 700 Club and on PTL Club, and she would just say, and she had a voice sort of that sounded like Joyce Myers. And she would say, "I yes, I be a homosexual." I remember one night, a delightful story about Irene. I was at her house with a woman called Julie Burke. She's still alive. And I told her, I said, "Irene, I saw you on the 700 Club, and I saw you debating the Wicca women, husband and wife called Frost, and they lived over in North Carolina, Burn, North Carolina." And I said, "It was a live satellite program, so I was appalled that 700 Club would put a live witch's head on the TV debating you, so I just had some fun." And I said, "What I did is I started binding the spirits in the Wicca people. And as I bound them, their faces, they just started manifested, and their faces started screwing all up." And I said, "I just had a ball that night." And she said, "You know, I didn't know that, Pat." She says, "I've got that tape here. Let's watch it." And we watched it, and we were rolling on the floor because she had never noticed that until I told her. And sure enough, their faces were screwing up and twisting, and they were having a hard time answering the questions correctly. And let me tell you, there is power in the name of Jesus, and there's power in binding witches and warlocks and doing spiritual warfare. But be sure to watch the program that's coming on at 11, because I'm gonna expose to you why they've won the churches, because the churches are sound asleep. You just pray and wash your mind with the blood of Jesus and ask Jesus to keep you alert. And pray for me and Keltner and Omega Man, and you'll see hear some astonishing stuff.
Amen.
Amen.
Dr. Pat, we've got about 20 minutes remaining. Would you like to do a mini mass deliverance?
Sure. Why not?
Take the microphone.
Okay. Well, mass deliverance, you've seen it before on here, and all it takes is your submission to the Lord. First, you've got to be born again, and then you've got to ask Jesus to deliver you, because he is the deliverer. And so we just speak the words, and then he is standing in front of you delivering you. And you just call them out as we call them out. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over all of the spirits that have come down the generational lines to everyone listening that has asked you to deliver them. And we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that you are taking authority over all of the family spirits coming down to the third to the fourth generation. And if there are anyone out there that are illegitimate children, the tenth generation, in Jesus' name, and we bind those spirits up, and we encage them, and we break all of the curses over their lives shown in Deuteronomy 28, and Leviticus and other parts of the Bible, and we bind all those curses over your family lines right now, and we command them to go into the cage in the name of Jesus. And Father God, in Jesus' name, we ask the people listening just to say this simple prayer. Say, "Lord Jesus," you do it to Omega Man so they'll know how to do it. "I receive tonight.
I receive tonight
deliverance.
Deliverance.
From all family curses.
From all family curses.
Coming down my family lines.
Coming down my family line.
10 generations back.
10 generations back.
And I ask you, God, to deliver me.
And I ask you, God, to deliver me.
From all of the verbal, physical, mental, and emotional curses.
From all the verbal, mental, emotional, and physical curses.
Coming from my own father and mother.
Coming from my own father and mother.
Sisters and brothers.
Sisters and brothers.
And all living relatives.
And all living relatives.
And I cage those up in the name of Jesus.
And I cage those up in the name of Jesus.
And now I open my heart.
And now I open my heart.
To receive deliverance.
To receive deliverance.
From the hand of Jesus Christ.
From the hand of Jesus Christ.
I thank you, God.
I thank you, God.
That you have sent warring angels.
That you have sent warring angels.
To surround me.
To surround me.
To protect me.
To protect me.
And now in the name of Jesus.
Now in the name of Jesus.
I curse every devil.
Every devil.
That has stopped my life.
That has stopped my life.
From being what Jesus has called me to be.
From being what Jesus has called me to be.
And I call him out.
Call him out.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now take a deep breath and just cough them out. Everyone, all.
In Jesus' name.
Everyone, all. And now, whenever these family spirits come down into your family lines, it's like an inheritance. He says it's like a button going on and off. We bind up Bosie in the name of Jesus. I'm talking to you, Bruce.
Okay. Let's see. I still hear you. Let me look here at our connection. We're going.
Okay.
You just need to hit Control F5 to refresh. Keep going.
Okay. Okay. And now we're going to cough off some of those spirits that you've inherited from your family lines that have been activated in your life.
Yes.
And you say, Lord Jesus, I repent for family abuse, spousal abuse, family spirits, generational curses, trauma, flashback, rebellion, warring spirits, rejection, controlling, hate, idolatry, condemnation, sexual sins, anger, stress, separation, guilt, withdrawn, shame, humiliation, jealousy, condemnation, mental torment, torture, rejection, wounded spirits, belittlement, pride, pity, murder, fatigue, destruction, worry, unforgiveness, split personalities, self-deception, sadism, masochism, fear, alcohol, drug abuse, moping, mistrust, demanding, darkened heart, depravity, lust, disobedience, impurity, and secret sins. And now I bind those up and cage them and command them to come out. Just take a deep breath and they'll leave. A deep breath. A deep breath. Cough them out in the name of Jesus. Cough them out. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Keep going.
Okay. Cough all of those out. And now, mental problems. We bind up hereditary familiar spirits, schizophrenia, insanity, nervousness, breakdowns, madness, drifting minds, mind blank, forgetfulness, tormented memories, twisted confusion, dementia. And if anybody in your family has Alzheimer's included, Alzheimer's diseases, we break it. Psychokinesis, psychopathic, lying, self-deception, senility, split personality, stupidity, malfunction of nerves. We bind those up and command them to come out right now in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath and cough them out.
Loose in Jesus' name. Come out in the name of Jesus.
I think I had a couple of those myself.
All foul spirits, come out in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Family abuse, jealousy spirits, cursing, insult, scurrility, anger, desecration, badness, hate, malfunction, disappropriation, condemnation, disinflammatory, slanderous, physical, mental control. Just cough them out. We cage them, cough them out.
Come
in
out
the name
Jesus
of Jesus.
Name. All foul spirits.
Everyone.
Yeah. The blood of Jesus on you right now.
Abuse types, emotional, physical, mental, verbal, withdrawal, pouting, family yokes, willfulness, selfishness, self-centered, trickle-down demonic behavior. We bind those. And some of you men, whenever women are winking at you in church and making over you, that's a spirit. Bind it. Don't enjoy it. Do like I told you earlier, when I found out it was a spirit, I stopped. Actually, I tell a joke sometimes when I'm ministering in deliverance because it's so intense. I say I was walking down the street the other day and somebody whistled at me and I didn't even bother to bind it. And, of course, that's just to let you know that what it is, it's not that you're so beautiful. It's a spirit trying to attract you. Amen?
Amen.
So bind that womanizing spirit up and get rid of it. And only
Amen.
You can do it in Jesus' name.
Come out in Jesus' name.
Okay, divorce spirits, separation, rebellious.
Marriage breaking.
Aggression. Asmodeus.
Incubus, succubus.
Abaddon.
Come out in Jesus' name.
Incubus, succubus. Criticism, malice, strife, belittling, cheating, stubborn, warring, hate, adultery,
seductive
and
spirits.
The Elzebub. Come out.
Come out.
Go ahead.
Come out right now in Jesus' name. We pour the blood of Jesus over every
yes.
listener out there right now.
Seductions is a real one. That's the one.
We
Come
bind
out
all seductions
in the name
spirits.
Of Jesus.
We weaken all foul spirits.
Lamb.
Be weakened in Jesus' name. Come out right now
okay.
in Jesus' name.
Now, we're going to go after Ahab's spirits. And you know, Ahab is the spirit that is connected to Jezebel.
Yes.
And I see a lot of spirits about Jezebel. And any woman that preaches the gospel is a Jezebel to some of these pastors. But Jezebel is a witchcraft power. And she had control of her husband. And so let's just break both of them tonight.
Amen.
Say, Lord Jesus, I break the Jezebel spirit over me.
Yes.
And men, you say, I break the Ahab spirit over me.
I break the Ahab
Jesus
spirit over
name.
Me in Jesus' name.
And by the power of the blood of Jesus, I break all witchcraft powers of control. I come against all of the Ahab spirits of worldliness, pride, ego, vanity, respect for wife, and now that you're supposed to have respect for your wife, but an unholy respect for the wife. Confusion, forgiveness, organ failure,
yes.
pornography. If you've ever done it on the email or done it at all, just say, Lord, forgive me, and I want to get rid of all of those raunchy spirits that came in from it. We bind them up, fantasy, judgmental, immorality, lying, selfishness, jealousy, lawlessness, demonic, reigns, retarded, enchantments, and sports god. Now, it's okay to watch sports, but don't make it your god. Amen?
Amen.
And we bind all of those Ahab spirits, God of jobs, God of sexual perversion, goddess of worship of failure, fearful, fear of getting hurt, fear of women, homosexuality, filth, following sins of the father, heavy, spirited, hatred of women, and hurts.
Yes.
We bind up all rejection, resentment, sacred separation and divorce spirits, tragic mistakes, unemotional, upset, worldly worship, religious confusion, mammoth worship, success. It's okay to have money and it's okay to be successful, but it's not okay to worship those things. Profit, promotion, and wealth, idolatry, and impotence. We bind up all of these Ahab spirits, emotional crippling spirits.
Yes.
We come against pride, pornography.
Come out in Jesus' name.
We come against communication breakdowns, family inherited divorce spirits in the name of Jesus. Every
all
one of
that
you
came
have
through
to
internet
go.
Porn.
Come out.
Come out in Jesus' name.
Come out. Breathe them and cough
loose
them out.
Loose the people right now in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We'll rebuke you, foul spirits. Loose them in Jesus'
name. In Jesus' name. In
all
Jesus'
demons
name.
That came in through the dreams, and it came into the dream state, we bind you. Come out of the people of God right now in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Cough them out right now.
We bind little
cough
pride and
out.
Big pride. Come out in Jesus' name.
Amen. And now we're going to hit you women with the, and men can have this Jezebel spirit too.
Amen.
But we're going to hit you women now with the Jezebel spirit. So we take authority over the Jezebel spirit. It's rebellion and witchcraft. We bind them, all these other spirits up to those key spirits.
Yes.
Idol worship, Saturn, Ishtar, corruption in lust. Devil's colors, liberal reign of evil, Tammuz, Easter, abominations,
Ishtar.
False healing powers, misleading children, Nimrod, demonic images. Are we on the air? I heard a beep. Divination, vanity, worship of rabbits. Come out. Come out. Come out. What am I hearing? Out in the name of Jesus. Idol worship, fornication, seduction, magic arts, false gods, murmurs against God. Can you hear me, Omega? What's happening?
Ma'am, I can hear you. Keep going.
Okay. Okay. Strife, pride, gossip, rage, spite, unnatural, selfish ambition, wrath, bitter jealousy, lying, malice, greediness, covetousness, love of money, anger, proud, arrogant, contemptuous, ungrateful, unholy,
come out in Jesus' name.
Profane, seductions, seditions, attacks, vain, violence, judgment, frustration, sarcasm, stubbornness, envy.
Mind you, come out in Jesus' name.
Myth, error, imprudence, retaliation, contempt, impatience, hinder. Frustrate, baffle, prevent, circumstance, circumvent, hatred, outwit, defeat, a foreboding, a menacing, mockery, delusion, aversions, unlawful, strong, malignant, mainly contentious, lesbian spirits, manly spirits,
sexual perversion, come out.
Sinister, corruption, a false witness, sowing discord among the brethren, eccentric, immoral, wrath, ominous, stubborn, self-righteous, wandering mind, double-minded, wayward, intractable, prophetic, venomous, and doctrines of demons. Come out. We bind every
woman. In Jesus' name. By the blood of Jesus, everyone.
The spirit of Baal. The spirit of Baal. Idolatry, evil desires, all false religions, every devil, come out.
Every spirit
right
of Halloween, come out right now in Jesus' name.
Yes, particularly Easter bunnies, Christmas, all of these phony religious spirits that
any
come
demons
in
that came in through
out.
Rock music, come out in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. You want to go ahead and cage them up?
I don't think they can hear me very well. They're asking if I'm on a cordless.
We've had a
is
little bit of buffering
better?
Issues tonight, but I can hear you fine. And,
is this better, guys? Is this better?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
How about the chat room? I'm asking.
Somebody.
Yes. Somebody
in the chat room.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there's Clemster.
Yep.
We have about 5 minutes remaining.
Okay. What I want you to do is I want you to raise your hands and
everybody
say,
"Everybody, raise
Jesus,
your hands." Yes.
Jesus, save my sins.
Yes.
Save me from my sins. I repent from everything that I've ever done, and I ask you to live in my heart. I renounce all witchcraft powers. And I ask you in the name of Jesus to baptize me with the Holy Ghost in
yes.
Jesus' name now. Amen.
Yeah.
Now. Amen. Now just lift your hands and ask him to give you the gift of tongues in Jesus'
name.
According to 2 Corinthians 12:13-14 in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen. And just praise him with all of your might in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
And meet us on the next show. Talk about that.
Okay, we're going to be on Watchman Radio in about 5 minutes. That's watchmanradio.com. When you go to the website, click on the Listen Live chink or Listen Live link. Or chat room. And if you go in the chat room, you can also listen to simulcast like you do here. Dr. Pat, would you give out your contact information?
PatHolliday.com and MiracleInternetChurch.com. And listen to the MP3s. They're free, and the television programs are free. And we're going to be looking for you on the other show.
God bless you, Dr. Pat. I'll see you on the other side. And, in fact, all you need to do is just Skype over to Mass Deliverance. And I will connect with you there shortly. Thank you for coming on tonight, Dr. Pat.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That was Dr. Pat Holliday, Miracle Internet Church, patholliday.com. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. If you like this type of program, support it. You can check us out at OmegaManRadio.com. Go to all the archives there. Also, you can subscribe for free over at iTunes, and content is downloaded right to your iPod. Be in prayer with me. If it's God's will, I'd like to see the door open up to do the WWCR broadcast. We'll simulcast on that and the Blog Talk Network simultaneously. That's where we would like to go. And I understand that there is a program available right after the Alex Jones Show. So I think it could have quite a bit of impact. At any rate, be in prayer with us. Tune in again next Saturday night for School of Deliverance. And I'll see you over at Watchman Radio here in a few minutes. God bless you and keep you. And tell a friend.
Thank you for listening to Omega Man Radio. Our mission is to operate in the threefold ministry of Jesus Christ and take evangelism, deliverance from demons, and miracle healing to the world. If you would like to partner with us, you can support this work by donating any amount online at OmegaManRadio.com. Join us in an all-out attack against the hosts of hell. It's time to deliver a death blow to the enemy and take back territory for Jesus. Tell a friend and support Omega Man Radio. and tune in each night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific to the Omega Man Radio Network with your host, Shannon Ray Davis. Omega Man Radio is taking enemy territory for Jesus Christ, Yahshua preaching the gospel of the Messiah, and ministering in deliverance and miracle healing. Add some great guest interviews, and you have the recipe for fresh oil for the airwaves. Tune in at OmegaManRadio.com.